Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back to another hour of the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. We got lots to share with you this weekend. We hope that you're enjoying this weekend. It's back to school and back to work for a lot of people. And I'm enjoying being back here. Can't think of a better place to be on a weekend than right here behind this very microphone. 877-726-8255 gets you on the air during the program. But also, you can record a question, as did this individual. Let's hear it.
I have to have a tooth pulled, which has a substantial cavity in it, and my dentist told me that one of the risks of just keeping it that way was having, since the enamel's gone, something from the mouth come in and infect that area, which could be, of course, systemic or, you know, brain, body, anything like that. If I have the tooth extracted, leaving a hole in my mouth, and then go to the Philippines, for example, right immediately after that, am I not with all the, because I've been there before, all the crap in the water and all the things that, you know, can potentially harm you just from the environment, you know, stuff that you can ingest, am I not putting myself at risk by, I believe, taking antibiotics or leaving a hole in my mouth or something like that? Am I not increasing that risk by going to a third world country?
Okay, that's kind of an interesting question, and I'm not a dentist, but I do know something about infection, and I also know a little bit about the relationship between operations and flying. It is sometimes suggested if you've had an operation, any kind of major operation, that probably is not a great idea to fly because of the risk of blood clots. The risk of blood clots is increased anyway when you fly because you sit in one place and, you know, the effects of the pressurization of the cabin and dehydration can increase the risk for blood clots. You know, it's called economy class syndrome. And so it's not that rare for somebody on a really long flight to end up getting off the plane and suddenly experiencing pain and inflammation in the calf, and it turns out that's a deep vein thrombosis, and that could be life-threatening. It can actually travel to your lung and cause a pulmonary embolus. But this is not that kind of surgery, although, you know, maybe statistically there's a slight increase in the risk of blood clots even from dental surgery. You know, you have to ask a dentist. I think the problem is, number one, if you fly right after a surgery, I mean, you don't know how that's going to pan out. I mean, there may be some excessive bleeding. There may be severe pain. You may want to wait for a few days to see if the pain resolves, if there's no infection or complications, because otherwise, you know, you go into a foreign country, it may be harder to find. I mean, it's not going to be hard to find a dentist in the Philippines, a relatively civilized country. You know, it's not like you're going into, you know, the deep jungles of the Amazon. on. And there's a lot, you know, there's so many health professionals in the Philippines that it's actually an export thing. You know, you'll see staffed in major hospitals tons of nurses from the Philippines. So it's not a country without, you know, medical training and medical facilities. Also, antibiotics are more readily available in countries like the Philippines. I'm pretty certain that you can walk into any pharmacy and say, hey, I need this or I need that. So if you get a heads up from your dentist about what kind of, even maybe pain medications might be available over the counter that are, you know, only strictly available through prescription as controlled substances in the U.S. So I'm not sure what the laws are like over there, but I have a feeling it's a little bit more loosey-goosey. So, you know, you could take a chance, go over there. I don't think you're going to have horrible medical follow-up. There are plenty of dentists there who could take a look at the crater there and see if something's wrong. I don't think you're at high risk of a blood clot because of some big-time surgery. It's relatively minor surgery. And so, you know, use your discretion and, you know, maybe get some suggestions from the dentist about what medications to pack along with you so that you have a supply in case of pain or in case of infection. 877-726-8255, our number. And this item, as you know, it's important to me that the supplements that I recommend and use are of the highest quality. And that's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/Protocol for Life Balance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products that use ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support. They handle tougher digestive problems and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil GI. Now, we did a recent podcast on this subject with Neil Levin, and he's pointed out that there are a lot of natural options for digestive problems, not just the popular acid blockers that cause so many problems. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, often referred to as IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. They also maintain healthy intestinal flora balance, which is important for all systems in the body. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements. Check it out. This item has to do with something that is in vogue, which is the DII. It stands for the Dietary Inflammatory Index. You know, we talked about the anti-inflammatory diet, but how do you know what's anti-inflammatory and what's pro-inflammatory in terms of foods? Well, you know, instinctively, we gravitate towards natural foods, and we avoid synthetic ultra-processed foods. The ultra-processed diet is highly inflammatory, and a natural diet a la the Mediterranean diet or, you know, low-carb Paleolithic diet is very anti-inflammatory. And what are the hallmarks of the anti-inflammatory diet? Well, it's rich in spices like turmeric, nuts, fish, tea, which is rich in polyphenols. Coffee, too, has polyphenols and is rated as an anti-inflammatory compound. As much as some people get indigestion from coffee, it feels like, oh, I've got inflammation in my stomach. Well, it ultimately, when it enters the bloodstream, it's anti-inflammatory. Olive oil and so on. Also, you know, veggies, many veggies. You know, green leafy vegetables, unprocessed veggies. We're not talking about ketchup and French fries. We're talking about vegetables in their natural form. These are anti-inflammatory. The things that they say are inflammatory, white flour, pasta and white rice, deep-fried foods, sugary foods, and also trans fats. But they include among pro-inflammatory foods, and I think this is a mistake, red meat. Red meat, in my opinion, is not invariably pro-inflammatory. And I don't think that you know, in order to reduce inflammation in the body, you have to stop eating red meat. Yeah, maybe reduce your intake of Oscar Mayer bologna or processed meats, poor quality hot dogs. But good quality grass-fed organic red meat, in my opinion, is not going to push you in a pro-inflammatory direction. Well, anyway, big study. Fancy title, The Association of a Low Inflammatory Diet with a Trajectory of Multimorbidity. Multimorbidity, what's that? That means getting sick in any conceivable way. Multimorbidity, fancy word. It's a large community-based longitudinal study. Big numbers, 102,000 chronic disease-free participants were followed up to detect multimorbidity trajectory. That is the annual change in the number of 59 chronic diseases. And here's what they found. Indeed, adherence to a low inflammatory diet was associated with decreased multimorbidity risk and a slower multimorbidity accumulation compared to a high inflammatory diet, especially in participants aged 60 and above. So they also talk about a chronic disease-free survival time, okay? That's good because that's like health span, right? Disease-free survival time was prolonged for participants with a low inflammatory diet index. In other words, a more anti-inflammatory foods. And so especially cardiometabolic diseases were impacted by the low inflammatory diet. So, yeah, low inflammatory diet in vogue. I got a little bit of a quibble for what they include among what they call anti-inflammatory or actually pro-inflammatory foods. Red meat, not a biggie, in my opinion. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More of your phone calls coming up on this weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
It takes guts to get through this political season. To keep your gut and digestive tract in top form, cast your vote today for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, the clear choice of health professionals worldwide. A superior probiotic formula, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are uniquely fermented to include prebiotics, the culture medium that provides food to the probiotics, as well as postbiotics, the organic nutrients that result from the fermentation process. Most other probiotics available today do not contain pre- or postbiotics and enter your body empty-handed. But Dr. O'Hara's probiotics travel with their full pre- and postbiotic systems, providing the diversity of flora that creates and nourishes the environment in your gut for better and longer-term results. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are ready to go to work for you immediately. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Sprouts, Natural Grocers, Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Rhode Island, restaurants in Warren and West Greenwich hosted Victory Day dinner celebrations in honor of World War II veterans on Monday. Dan's Place and Perella's Ristorante hosted an Italian buffet fundraiser from 4 p.m. to 7. The Italian-American War Veterans of the U.S. hosted these events. John Cianci, who helped run the events, said the money will go to the Leave No Veteran Alone program, which aims to provide life improvement gifts to veterans living in long-term care facilities. Many veterans and community members attended the dinners. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Limp, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger. And the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Limp mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Will anyone reiterate how ridiculously expensive illegal immigration has become? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Last year, our government spent $150 billion to take care of our illegal immigration problem. With inflation, that number is much worse. Has that number gone up in 2024? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligence Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. If you call 877-726-8255 anytime during the week, you can record a question like this individual did. Let's hear it.
I'm 78 years old, soon to be 79. I can't move real well because of I had four or five back surgeries. And my question is, how do I lose some weight? I can't exercise. I can't do anything like that. But I'm just gaining weight terribly, and it's not good.
Okay, or it's that bad. So yeah, a couple of themes here. One is back surgeries, and unfortunately, back surgeries have a high failure rate, and one can lead to a subsequent one, and then to a subsequent corrective one, and correct the problems with the previous one, and then ultimately, you know, you're down the rabbit hole with multiple surgeries. So there's a place for back surgeries, but I am very, very conservative about recommending back surgeries. And I think we need to do a lot of preventive work in our younger years to prevent the need for back surgeries. I think it should be something taught, and, you know, we should teach kids about back exercises from the time of elementary school or junior high school, and have them engage in lifelong prevention of back problems, and thereby we can avoid, you know, the herniated discs and problems that people experience ultimately. So that being said, well, what if you can't exercise? How can you possibly lose weight? Well, when it comes to weight loss, it turns out that exercise is kind of overrated. Exercise, according to some studies, doesn't make that much difference in terms of weight loss. So why bother to exercise? What it does do is it changes the ratio of muscle to fat, and improves your metabolism and dramatically reduces your risk for cardiovascular disease and cancer and frailty and many things that can kill you. But it may not actually be that effective for weight loss without dietary modification. And there's a meme that depicts this, and that is you can't run away from a bad diet. And if your diet is inclusive of high-calorie foods, you can't burn that away unless you undertake the most intense dietary regimen. And that only works when you're young. So you look at the Tour de France athletes, you know, they go hundreds of miles day in, day out for 21 days straight, with a day off here and there. And they're consuming like, you know, 4,500, 6,000, 7,000 calories per day. You know, how do they do that? Well, the amount of exertion that they put out is incredible. And it's not for mere mortals. So the absence of exercise compromises you a little bit in terms of fat burning. Maybe there's something else that's slowing you down. Maybe it's low thyroid. But it really is about restricting your food intake. But also you might consider not so much restricting your calories, but restricting the types of foods you eat. And often a very low-carb diet can be the secret to successful weight loss. And just also, you know, being 78, that's a risk factor too, because you're something called anabolic resistance develops, which means your ability to build muscle decreases. Your resistance to the effects of exercise is less as you get older anyway. So there you have it. You can't run away from a bad diet. All right. This item has to do with all these weird illnesses. You know, Fauci just came down with West Nile, which is a mosquito-borne illness. I talked to a friend who's a veterinarian in Massachusetts. He says that there are cases of EEV, Eastern Equine Encephalitis Virus, spread by mosquitoes. And there's also something coming out of Brazil and Cuba, which is sloth fever, otherwise known as Oropouche. It's not yet endemic in the U.S., but it's seen in travelers returning from those regions. There's dengue in Costa Rica. I was there. I got bitten, didn't come down with anything. And what's interesting about these illnesses is that not everyone who gets bitten by a mosquito who carries these things comes down with the illness. Yes, there are some people who develop encephalitis, which is a brain inflammation and can be fatal. But I think it's more about resistance than completely avoiding the outdoors. I got a couple of bites, but I'm not too worried. And I hope you don't completely drench the environment in pesticides to eradicate the mosquitoes, because it's ultimately worse for us to be exposed to those toxins than the slight risk from the mosquitoes. 877-726-8255, our number. This is Intelligent Medicine.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, close Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. While we're on the subject of exercise, here's an interesting study. Physical activity in children tied to increased brain volume. And the concern is, you know, more and more because of, I guess it's because of liability, and it's also, you know, you don't want kids to hurt themselves on playgrounds. They can't get insurance companies to cover them. And also, you know, the stress on academics is that more and more kids aren't getting regular physical education in schools. You know, also budgetary constraints. More physical activity in late childhood is associated with an increase in brain volume in regions involved in cognition, emotion, learning, and psychiatric illness. Well, we're certainly seeing a surge in mental health problems among our kids, an increasing percentage of kids, especially young girls who are depressed, also episodes of violence and aggression, shootings, school shootings, which were unheard of in my day. At age 10, children and their caregivers reported on children's levels of physical activity and sports involvement. Every one additional hour per week in sports participation was associated with a 64 cubic millimeter larger volume change in subcortical gray matter. Okay, so gray matter is, hey, do you have enough gray matter? That's kind of like a way of saying is, are you smart? Every one additional hour per week in total physical activity was associated with 154 cubic millimeter larger volume change in total white matter. White matter, the connections between regions of the brain. The take-home here, physical activity is one of the most promising environmental exposures favorably influencing health across lifespan. This study adds to prior literature by highlighting the neurodevelopmental benefits physical activity may have on the architecture of the amygdala, the emotional center of the brain, and the hippocampus, the memory center of the brain. Very cool. All right, 877-726-8255. Let's take a recorded question. Let's hear it.
I have a question about liposomal vitamin C. I recently read that it is good to take because it is better absorbed, and I was interested in taking it as I had recently had DCIS and had a lumpectomy for that. My concern was with the palmitic acid in some of the supplements and the fatty acids that they are adding. Is that okay to take? Is that healthy? Or will that raise your cholesterol? Thanks. Mm-hmm. Appreciate you.
It's an interesting question, kind of a wonky question. You know, first, let's speak to the situation with cancer and the use of vitamin C. You know, certainly patients who have cancer, they need vitamin C. And, in fact, very high doses of vitamin C are associated with a better prognosis in certain cancers. And I recently, read a bunch of the studies that look at this, and I don't think it's conclusively demonstrated that vitamin C is a panacea for cancer. But there's some interesting studies, especially about intravenous vitamin C. Now, you can't get to levels high enough by taking oral vitamin C. You have to take like 100 grams, which is 100,000 milligrams intravenously. And I've administered levels of that to my cancer patients. So I'm familiar with that therapy. And it helps. It helps to extend life. It helps even to reduce the harmful effects of chemo and radiation. There is an argument for vitamin C in cancer. So the idea is, well, if you take oral vitamin C, you take 100, grams of vitamin C, you'll be sitting on the toilet the whole day. So you want to enhance the absorption and uptake of oral vitamin C. So that's the pitch for liposomal vitamin C. So the idea with liposomes is that the vitamin C is encapsulated in these phospholipid tiny particles, and thus they're better absorbed. And in effect, vitamin C, which is water soluble, becomes fat soluble. That's the pitch. I've looked at studies on this, and the claim by some manufacturers of liposomal vitamin C is that it increases the uptake by four times. I don't really see any studies that say that it's four times more bioavailable. I've seen some studies that show that it's up to 1.77 times, not quite twice as bioavailable, but shy of, maybe 75% more bioavailable than regular old-fashioned vitamin C. But the idea is, well, maybe the cells won't take up a water-soluble thing. Well, the cells can take up lots of water-soluble things. And so encapsulating in microcapsules is not really necessary. And besides, the particles they're pretty large, even if they're microencapsulated. So it doesn't really make sense that you are, in effect, converting vitamin C into a fat-soluble vitamin like vitamin E or vitamin D or vitamin K or something equivalent to essential fatty acids. Because those molecules, although they can be large, they're still a lot smaller than a microencapsulated vitamin C. So I think, I'm not big on liposomal vitamin C. I think it's far more expensive. I think you can kind of overcome the slight decreased bioavailability with something like ester C by simply taking more. And so I think that there's a lot of hype associated with liposomal vitamin C. And, you know, a sponsor came to me and said, hey, I want to come to Intelligent Medicine and pitch my liposomal vitamin C. I think I'd probably say, show me the evidence. Show me the evidence that it really, really does the trick with clinical outcomes. You know, like people who take this are healthier. They have greater likelihood of recovery from this or that or the other medical condition. Something objective rather than just claims that it's better taken up by the cells or that it's more likely to achieve higher blood levels. That's the evidence that I'm missing. And that's just safety. Okay, let's talk safety. I think that the trivial amount of palmitic acid, I mean, palmitic acid is thought to be a culprit. It is, it's a saturated fatty acid that's thought to be, quote, the bad fatty acid, as opposed to stearic acid, a different type of saturated fat. But I think that the effects of taking, you know, a capsule or two of liposomal vitamin C are far less than if you take a marbled steak. And even a marbled steak, in my opinion, is not going to dramatically increase your risk for any disease unless you're accompanying it with, a big sugary dessert and lots of French fries and processed junk. 877-726-8255, our number. Are you tired? Well, who isn't at some point in their lives? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? Well, it might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to deteriorate as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging and could be the root of your fatigue. This is called cellular senescence or mitochondrial senescence. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells, NT-factor lipids. NT-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. NT-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've personally been using NT-factor for years. I don't go a day without it. And I prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer. Order direct. Call 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to their website, ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. This time, I was talking about the Olympic events where I thought it was the greatest idea to do a triathlon in the Seine River, as spectacular as it seemed to be, because you get to navigate the famous picturesque waterways of France going under, the Pont Neuf, all these famous bridges that you see in postcards, and this is part of the race course. And so the triathletes and the long-distance swimmers were going to negotiate the waters of the Seine, and they actually spent $1.5 billion to clean up the Seine. But it's hard to clean up the Seine because the Seine is a very, very dirty river. It has been for centuries. It was the dumping ground of Paris forever. Raw sewage flowed into the Seine for centuries and centuries, and finally they cleaned it up, they say. But it rained a lot right before the event, and the coliform count, which is a measure of the kind of bacteria that's found in human waste, was relatively high. And then they said, okay, let's postpone it for a day. And then, okay, now the count is below the threshold. We can safely let the athletes do it. So now we have a postmortem on that. Olympic chief medical officer on athletes' GI illness after the Seine events. Olympic committee data show about a 10% infection rate in those who swam in the Seine. About 10% of the athletes who swam in the Seine, and, kind of like that song, love that dirty water. Well, it turns out that 10% of them developed gastroenteritis after various open water types of events. So this is, not a good thing. It suggests that some people may have had better diets or better microbiomes that were resistant to the bacteria. Maybe it has to do with swimming technique, because unfortunately when you're swimming as fast as you can, you gulp a lot of water. Not a good picture for what athletes were exposed to. Fortunately, they all recovered, no big problems, but I kind of called it. I said, this is not going to be great. 10% infection rate in those who swam in the Seine. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium dietary supplements.
Kyolic aged garlic extract is considered by many to be the goat of garlic, the greatest garlic supplement of all time. For over 50 years, Kyolic aged garlic extract has been the trusted choice for millions for safe, effective cardiovascular and immune support. Aged garlic extract's effectiveness is well documented in over 900 published scientific papers and studies. Kyolic aged garlic extract is created by aging organically grown garlic for up to 20 months. This unique aging process makes aged garlic extract gentle on the stomach, eliminates the offensive garlic odor and taste, and results in safe, beneficial compounds found only in Kyolic aged garlic extract products. Whether you're seeking ways to maintain healthy cholesterol or blood pressure levels, or strengthen your immunity, there is a Kyolic formula right for you. Visit Kyolic.com and learn about Kyolic's many health benefits. That's Kyolic.com. Look for Kyolic at natural health stores nationwide and online.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel.
Combining tech with education, that's the idea behind the Tony Box. Instead of handing your child another screen, the Tony Box is an award-winning screen-free audio player that plays stories and songs from some of your child's favorite characters. Author, lifestyle expert, and former teacher Meredith St. Clair has more.
What I love about it, you have these little Tony characters, which kids love. It's all their favorite characters, and this year, the latest ones are these little Marvel characters, so Spidey and Ghost Spider, and you put the little character on top of this little Tony box, and when you do that, it will start to play songs. And what I love is kids tap the side of the box to move to the next story, or it's also like you can have friends and family record stories for kids.
Check them out at tonies.com. That's T-O-N-I-E-S.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Will anyone reiterate how ridiculously expensive illegal immigration has become? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Last year, our government spent $150 billion to take care of our illegal immigration problem. With inflation, that number is much worse. Has that number gone up in 2024? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Mockingbird media is touting Kamala Harris's national polling lead, but the real truth is that national polling makes no difference whatsoever. And we're going to tell you why right here on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255, our number. And just want to mention that we've got a Free Speech for Health campaign, the Alliance for Natural Health. Just go to drhoffman.com/ANH. Because I made a personal commitment to preserving access to natural health choices, which I know that you're for. We rely on the support of individuals like you to amplify our voice and protect your rights, and we're conducting a campaign, Free Speech for Health. Go to drhoffman.com/ANH. I'll be matching all donations up to a total of $5,000. We're going to take on big media. We're going to take on big food. Big chem, big agriculture, and big government to preserve our right to factual free speech for health. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. Let's take one of those recorded phone calls.
Hello, I have AFib, and I take Super K and also strontium caps, and I'm wondering if it's okay to do that when you have AFib. Thank you.
Okay, so here's the deal. If you have atrial fibrillation, you are more prone to blood clots, right? Atrial fibrillation in and of itself is not the problem. People don't die of atrial fibrillation per se. They may have a little bit of a power loss, maybe when they're, you know, doing maximal exertion, because they're not getting the kick from the atrium of the heart, but the ventricle does most of the work, about 80% of the work. So you can be, you know, pretty fit with an irregular heartbeat. But the problem with atrial fibrillation is that it will create a higher risk for blood clots. And that can cause a stroke. And that can be devastating or deadly. And so when you have atrial fibrillation, you're usually prescribed some kind of blood thinner. So I don't have the details on if or which blood thinner you're taking, but it's highly likely you're taking something like Eliquis as a blood thinner. Coumadin is a little bit out of style, old-fashioned blood thinner. Now people are using these newer medications. So when it comes to vitamin K is a no-no if you're taking Coumadin. But it's unlikely that in this day and age you're still taking Coumadin or warfarin because vitamin K will neutralize the blood thinning effects of Coumadin. So, you know, if you were taking Coumadin, that could be a problem. But probably you're not taking Coumadin. So vitamin K doesn't have any interaction with any of the newer drugs. A lot of doctors get this wrong. They say, oh, my goodness, vitamin K. K stands for coagulation, a German word, which means coagulation. It's a procoagulant. And some people think, well, if you take vitamin K, you're going to get more blood clots. No, all it does is it reverses the blood thinning effect of Coumadin. It can't cause blood clots. When it comes to strontium, it's a little bit more of a subtle story. There's actually some signal from the European experience, not with the kind of strontium we use, but with strontium renalate, which is a drug, that there may be a slightly higher risk for blood clots. That's in Europe with strontium renalate. We don't see that here with strontium citrate, which I, you know, it's available over the counter, which is deemed safe, and I prescribe for my patients for enhancing bone. It's very effective. In fact, in Europe, a form of it is a drug for osteoporosis. But then the concern is, well, you know, you have atrial fibrillation, high risk for blood clots, and you're taking something that even has some aura of association with blood clots, maybe stay away. I don't think so, because you're already taking a blood thinner. So it, strontium, if indeed American health food store strontium, which is different than the European drug, has the potential to cause blood clots, that might be the case in people highly prone to blood clots who are not already taking a blood thinner. If you're taking a blood thinner, it's very unlikely that strontium is so powerful that it will overwhelm the blood thinning effect of the drugs they're taking. So I'm not particularly concerned. I think they're okay to take. So give a shot. 877-726-8255, as I mentioned, is our number. All right, there's kind of an interesting story in the tabloids about Elle McPherson and her cancer battle. She's written a book, as many celebrities do. It's an autobiography, and she's talking about the challenges that she had to face with the diagnosis of breast cancer. She's an ultra-gorgeous model, diagnosed with breast cancer in 2017. And the way they're pitching it is that she did something crazy. She did something really crazy. She said, Elle McPherson disregarded doctor's advice after breast cancer diagnosis. People thought I was crazy. The doctors said that she had to take chemo, radiation, undergo surgery. She declined, and she went for holistic treatment, and she's fine. You know, she can now reveal, well, it's, you know, like, what, 8 years later. She's fine. She's fine. Here's the deal. It's a little bit misrepresented because as far as I can tell, she had a type of breast cancer where it's an exaggeration to call it breast cancer. It's kind of like a pre-cancer. It's intraductal cancer, which is a cancer in situ, which is, you know, got the potential to spread, but it's a very early stage of cancer. And because it's sometimes pervasive in the breasts of women, who have this, they're sometimes recommended to have a mastectomy, or maybe they've got a BRCA gene or something like that. But is it necessary to take chemo with that? Not really. Is it necessary to have radiation with that? Not really. According to the statistics, she had a pretty good chance of recovering just with an ordinary lumpectomy, take out the localized cancer, and maybe there was a 5% advantage of getting some kind of adjunctive care, chemo, surgery, radiation, but it's exaggerated that she was in great peril by eschewing chemotherapy. No biggie. The natural care probably helped. I believe in it, but it wasn't the decisive factor in her survival. Well, thanks very much for joining us. Go to drhoffman.com for all things intelligent medicine. Have yourselves a safe and healthy weekend. This is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and...
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51. Jefferson State of Mind.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. London, Kentucky Mayor Randall Weddle said a manhunt is underway in Laurel County for the suspect in a shooting near a highway.
That is some rugged terrain and a lot of tree lines. If you guys know northern part of Laurel County, it's just is what it is. But I'm confident they will apprehend them. We are asking everybody in the city of Lemons to be vigilant and know what your surroundings. If you're home, keep your doors locked.
Also at townhall.com, evacuations are ordered as a wildfire burns east of Los Angeles.
Mandatory evacuations are expanding as a wildfire burns in the foothills of the National Forest east of Los Angeles. Tens of thousands of homes and other buildings are being threatened by the line fire. The blaze was burning uncontrolled along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest. That's about 65 miles east of L.A. As of Sunday morning, it had charred about 27 square miles. More than 600 firefighters were battling the blaze along with water-dropping helicopters and other aircraft. Temperatures in the area expected to be in the triple digits as Southern California experiences a days-long heat wave. I'm Julie Walker.
Walt Amer, the president and CEO of Waffle House and a member of the Board of Trustees for the Atlanta Police Foundation, has died at 58. The Police Foundation announced his death today. He became president of the restaurant chain in 2002, later adding the titles of CEO and chairman. The Waffle House chain, Around the Clock Diners, opened in 1955, has more than 1,900 locations in 25 states. Tyreek Hill of the Miami Dolphins handcuffed and placed face down on a street outside the team stadium after he was stopped for speeding and reckless driving this morning before the Dolphins' first game of the season. The incident has left a star wide receiver baffled, and a police officer has been placed on administrative leave. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, Rhett Rasmussen of besthotgrill.com. Step up your grilling game with our Solaire portable infrared grills. Our compact everywhere is a favorite of RVers and trailer pullers. Solaire infrared provides the quick sear for bar marks and texture needed to properly finish sous vide. Use a portable alongside your larger conventional grill to create an instant sear zone and more juicy and flavorful food. Learn more at besthotgrill.com. Affordable, powerful, portable infrared grills at besthotgrill.com.
Hi, Eric here with Ultimate Tax Group. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, personal or business, my team and I want to help you take your freedom back. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099. We will stop or prevent bank levies or wage garnishments. We care and fight for our clients. Call us today, 888-505-1099, ultimatetaxgroup.com.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports on cars talking to one another and how it could ultimately help reduce crashes.
Transportation officials hoping a major investment in a technology allowing cars to talk to other cars about hazards on the road could be part of the solution to a recent surge in traffic deaths. V2X, Vehicle to Everything, has been in the works for years, but recently U.S. officials released a national blueprint. Utah, one of the industry leaders, started by putting radios on buses that talk directly with traffic signals, requesting extra seconds of green, and private investment, including testing a smart highway in Michigan and a corridor for connected trucks in Texas. Although the V2X plan commits to safeguarding personal information, some privacy advocates remain skeptical. I'm Julie Walker.
Breaking news and analysis and more at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Hurricane recovery has been very slow in Louisiana.
It's been nearly 4 years since Hurricanes Laura and Delta decimated southwest Louisiana and caused an estimated $22 billion in damage nationwide. Delays in Congress and a lengthy process to approve federal funding force people in Lake Charles, where one-fifth of the population falls below the poverty line, to dip into their savings to afford rent. Some still live in FEMA trailers or remain in their damaged homes. Others are ensnared in ongoing legal battles with their insurance providers, and some have opted to leave the state altogether. John Scott reporting.
Janik Center has defeated Taylor Fritz 6-3, 6-4, 7-5. With a relentless baseline game to win the U.S. Open Men's Championship less than 3 weeks after being exonerated in a doping case. The number one ranked center is a 23-year-old from Italy whose victory today gave him the second Grand Slam trophy of his career. More stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. A dollar from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Reading come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a pool bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. Don't forget, the mission of Senior Care Live is to provide information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And we have a great program on tap. It's me, myself, and I today. So, sorry, you're stuck with me today. No special guest in studio. But let me tell you what, I'm going to cover some really, really good information, so hang on to your hat. This might be a fire hose kind of a show here. There's a lot to talk about. So I have heard way, and I mean way, too many times from someone, you know, just out in the community that really and truly demonstrate that they have no idea what they're talking about. When we're talking about the term Medicaid and we talk about going to see an elder law attorney to do the division of assets, where the goal there is to try to protect as much of the asset base as possible for the at-home or the community spouse, and then get the, and I hate the term, it's the legal term, the institutionalized spouse or the spouse needing long-term care, get them to qualify for Medicaid as soon as possible. So with that as the context, I've heard this way too many times. Well, you're just trying to have the taxpayers pay for the nursing home cost when you go to that elder law attorney, and that's just not fair. That's not right. I don't want to pay for your nursing home. Right. They're just kind of whining and complaining. And I'm like, wow, you need to understand how this works, because with any ethical and quality and experienced elder law attorney, that's not what this is about. It's not about just trying to, quote unquote, have the taxpayers pay for the long-term care costs for the spouse needing that nursing home level of care, that medical level of care. It's about protecting the community spouse, the at-home spouse, protecting their ability to continue to live independently and continue to pay their bills and their taxes and their electricity and gas bills and their car repairs and buy food and all the stuff. So the law was written to do a division of assets so that the at-home spouse does not become impoverished due to the high cost of care for the, again, institutionalized spouse. That's what it says in the law. And, again, I don't like that term. But the bottom line is this opportunity exists so that you don't have two people completely broke, right? Again, so that the at-home spouse does not become impoverished due to the high cost of care for the spouse needing the long-term care level of care. I don't know how many times I've heard that. I'm just like, oh boy, okay, we need to talk about that. And I've heard that a million times. So I just wanted to spend some time today talking about the division of assets. And that's when you have a married couple and one spouse needs long-term care. They need a lot of care. And the other spouse is doing fine. They're living independently at home. So back in the day, guess what people used to do just to try to protect half of their asset base? You got it. They would get a divorce. You take half, I'll take half. So that at least I have half of our stuff. And Congress said, you know what, this is the United States of America. That is ridiculous. To make somebody go through a divorce just to protect your money, half of your asset base, why don't we create a law that allows you to do that on paper without getting a divorce? How about that? So, again, there's a legal opportunity to do the division of assets. And let me say this, a lot of well-intentioned people working in long-term care communities all across the country, they'll offer to do this for you. We can help you fill out that Medicaid application, no problem. And you know what? Sometimes that might not be a bad idea. I can think of some circumstances where that would probably be okay. However, as well-intentioned as it may be, if you are a married couple, if you have his assets, her assets, joint assets, you have a house, you have investments, all of that, I would never let anyone touch that other than a qualified, experienced elder law attorney. They will do it right. And I'll tell you what, it's the best money you will ever spend in your lifetime. Okay, I can tell you that. Get a qualified, sharp elder law attorney who is ethical, who's not just trying to protect the assets so that Junior can go buy a boat next year or next week or next month, whenever. And I'm sure there are some out there that might do that. Okay, but the vast majority of attorneys, especially the attorneys I know, would never do that. They're not interested. They're not worried about Junior buying a boat. What they're concerned about is the at-home spouse's ability to remain independent at home and continue to pay their own bills. That's what they're worried about. That's the concern. So when you divide the assets, first of all, you have exempt assets. So take off the table right away. The house, the car, all the stuff in your house. We are primarily looking at liquid assets, checking, savings, money market, mutual funds, CDs, those sort of things. And each state has a little different interpretation, maybe a little different wrinkle. But most of them are very, very similar. The maximum the at-home spouse can keep right now is $154,140. That's the max. Now, that's liquid assets, okay? So that means that the couple together can have $308,280, and then you divide that in half, that's where you get the $154,140. Now, well, Steve, what if we have $500,000? Okay, you can have, the number doesn't matter. You would spend your money down to that $308,000 kind of trigger, and then you can divide it in half. So the purpose of the division of assets is to keep the community spouse as independent as possible and not become impoverished due to the high cost of care for the spouse needing the long-term care community. So I have a lot of people say, well, wait a minute, Steve. Now, so we do that division of assets. And, you know, we have the, in this case, you know, the $154,000 on, let's say, on mom's side. But then we have this income coming in every single month. Now, doesn't that put her over the number? And so you have to understand that this is an asset test. Your income is different, and I'll explain that here in a little bit. So your income is treated very, very differently. And your assets are your assets. Your income is your income. Okay, so coming up next, I'm going to talk about what happens to the income, what are some of the concerns, and I'll take it from there. If you want to learn more about the division of assets and elder law planning and all of those sort of things, go to NAELA.org. That's NAELA.org, National Academy of Elder Law Attorneys. You can put in your zip code and find a list of full-time elder law attorneys near you. Okay, let's not forget about our Senior Care Live question of the week. When qualifying for Medicaid, the state requires you to sign over your house to the nursing home. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Everyone has a community, a neighborhood, school, kids' teams, where you worship, work, work out, or any other place or group where you choose to belong. Communities can provide support when you need it, and even when you don't know you do. Like when it comes to preventing underage drinking and other substance use, community members can be your eyes and ears when you're not with your kids and alert you to signs of potential problems. Learn more at talktheyhearyou.samhsa.gov.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full-throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475-horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, RealWorldLeaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
I got to learn about how me as a student athlete, I need my confidence, especially when I want to get into a business industry, especially being like a lead. You need that confidence to be able to express yourself.
What sport do you play? What's your role in the team?
I play soccer. I'm not a captain, but I serve almost like a captain, and I'm leading my team a lot and making beneficial decisions to score goals and also on defense.
So, Craig, you know, you've had a lot of experience in sports. What are you picking up about Maxwell's personality traits?
Yeah, I mean, Maxwell seems like a bright, energetic young man. That's the type of energy that we look for here at Mobile Ion.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to seniorcarelive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. When qualifying for Medicaid, the state requires you to sign over your house to the nursing home. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is false. The answer is false, unequivocally. False, not true. The house is considered an exempt asset, and you can hang on to the house. You do not have to sign it over to anyone, no matter who tells you that. If someone says, well, you're going to have to sign over your house before we can take you into our nursing home, here's what they've just said. They have just very clearly demonstrate they have no clue what they're talking about. Run, don't walk. They're not in the business of taking your house. You think they're not in the real estate business. They don't want your house. Okay, they're in the business of caring for people. That's what they do. All right, so back to our discussion on Medicaid. When you do a division of assets, you're not just trying to, quote unquote, push that expense off on the taxpayers. What you're trying to do is you're protecting the at-home or community spouse, protecting their ability to remain independent and not become impoverished due to the high cost of care. So let's talk about, so we talked about the assets. I think I kind of beat that to death. Let's talk about the income. And this is a major, major issue relative to the household income and the spouse that would still be living there independently at home. You know, my dear friend Bill Hammond, may he rest in peace, he used to tell me that he believed that this was a women's issue primarily because in that generation, usually the males were out, you know, working the full-time job and the career and all that. And what did the ladies do? They stayed home. They raised their family. And then they would start their career. So when they retired, typically the men had a higher Social Security, maybe pension, like higher income than the ladies did. And that's a kind of a generational thing. I don't think that would happen today. A lot more evened up and balanced out. But in this generation, that is true. So let's say his income is $3,000. And let's say that the husband is the one that will need long-term care. So his income is $3,000 a month. and her income is $1,800 a month. I'm just making up some numbers here. So they have a total household income of $4,800. Well, guess what happens when he moves to the nursing home? He goes to the nursing home, and his income goes with him to the nursing home. Let me say that again. When he moves to the nursing home, his income also moves with him. It follows him to the long-term care community. So in this example, does that mean that the wife at home is left with only $1,800 a month? Because when he moves, his income moves with him? Not exactly. In fact, in this example, the answer is no. Because according to the rules, and this gets a little complicated, the minimum amount that the at-home spouse can keep, and I'm just going to use in the state of Kansas, is $2,555. Now, depending on which state you live in, that could be upwards of $3,854. So like I said, Medicaid is an umbrella. It's a federal giant pool of money that is distributed to each state. So each state could have a slightly different wrinkle here. But in Kansas, $2,555. So she keeps her income of $1,800, plus she would keep $755 a month of his income to get her up to that $2,555 a month. So that sounds not as bad as $1,800, but look what just happened. Their household income overnight went from $4,800 a month, and it dropped overnight to $2,555 a month. That's a decrease of $2,245 a month. That's a 47% decrease. Now, how many of us could withstand a 47% decrease in our household income? I'm not raising my hand. Our producer, Sean, he's not raising his hand. No one's raising their hand. I don't know of anyone who could withstand a 47% decrease in their household monthly income. This is why you do a division of assets and execute an asset protection plan. This is why you work with an experienced elder law attorney to protect as much of that asset base as possible, so the community spouse can continue to live independently. And there's one. So in that example, make sure I got my numbers right here. In this example, on his side of the ledger, so to speak, we're going to spend down $154,000 on his side. What an elder law attorney could do is invest the majority of that money into a SPIA, a single premium immediate annuity. Now, this is a special annuity contract written per the laws of the state you live in. An elder law attorney has to execute this. You can't just go and buy one of these off the shelf. But what they would do is they would invest that money in a single premium immediate annuity and turn that into income for the at-home spouse. The income for the community spouse is untouchable. They keep all of their income. So what you've done in that situation is you've turned in the amount of assets that he has to spend down into an income for the community spouse. It's all perfectly legal. It's all perfectly above board. Our laws state that you can do this. And then that helps protect the community spouse and allows them to live independently while at the same time the spouse needing the care can qualify for Medicaid and have the majority of their cost paid for by the Medicaid program. It's as easy as that. If you want to look into that for yourself, I would encourage you to go to NAELA.org to find a qualified and experienced quality elder law firm near you. With that, I'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of.
For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Mockingbird media is touting Kamala Harris's national polling lead, but the real truth is that national polling makes no difference whatsoever. And we're going to tell you why right here on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to seniorcarelive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And we're on, I think, pretty much every major platform in the country. So check it out. If all else fails, again, go to seniorcarelive.com, go to the podcast tab, and everything will be there in chronological order from the newest one and then moving back from there. So enjoy. All right, so let's do a little myth-busting.
And now, myth versus fact.
All right, so if you're paying attention, I think I've already answered this one, but we'll go ahead and do it anyway. So here's the myth. You have to sign over your house to the nursing home to qualify for Medicaid. I don't know how many times I've had someone call me. And they become a client. And they said, you know, Steve, we visited a couple of places, and we heard more than once that the lady said, nope, you can't come in on Medicaid unless you sign over your house to us. And I just about fall out of my chair. I mean, do you think the nursing home really wants your dad's house? Seriously. Come on. No. They don't want your house. It's not a requirement. Okay, so the myth, you have to sign over your house to the nursing home to qualify for Medicaid. That's what it is, a myth. The fact is it is not true, 100% not true. If you hear that, that person has clearly demonstrated they do not have a single clue what they're talking about. Don't listen to anything they tell you, not a word. So the fact is, it's not true. Your house is an exempt asset, period. Mic drop. End of the discussion of the story. That's it. Your house is an exempt asset. All right, here's another myth. You can give away all of your money and qualify for Medicaid immediately. Well, Steve, you know, what if I just give it all away and then we'll just get on that Medicaid thing tomorrow? Oh, boy. The fact is, you actually can do this. However, that is a horrible, terrible idea. So you can do it. Well, Steve, what if this money just, and they put up the air quotes, what if this money just disappears? Okay, you don't think someone's already tried that? Look, any idea you have, the government has seen your idea thousands of times. Okay, you're not that clever. Don't try to be a wise guy. Don't try to be slick and slippery. Okay, you can try to make that money disappear all you want, but what it's going to do is it's going to create a Medicaid penalty, and now you are in a giant cauldron of very hot water. Because when you have a Medicaid penalty, what you end up doing is Medicaid calculates the penalty, and they'll say, okay, the penalty is 10 months. Okay, and there's a way that they calculate it. I won't get into it today. So you would otherwise qualify for Medicaid, but there's a penalty because you gave money away. You gave away an asset. And that amount equals a 10-month penalty. So you would otherwise qualify, but we've got this penalty. So we will not pay for the nursing home costs for the next 10 months. And then we will consider that penalty cured. It's over with. And on the 11th month, the Medicaid will start kicking in and paying the majority of the cost. So the question is, I'm just going to make this money disappear, guy. Who's going to pay for the nursing home costs for the next 10 months? Are you going to do it out of your pocket at $9,000 or $10,000 or $12,000 a month? Are you going to do that? So just don't do it. So again, the myth is you can give your money away and then qualify for Medicaid immediately. The fact is you could do it, but it's a horrible idea. You want to avoid these Medicaid penalties at all costs. All right, the myth. I could just give my money away and qualify for Medicaid. And this is, you know, this is people who actually think that you can do that. And again, if you gave your money away, it causes the penalty. You never want to do that. The myth, once I pass away, Medicaid is out of the picture and anything I have left goes to my family. But the fact is, that's just not true. The state can come back to your estate after you pass away, and they can collect on anything they paid for example, paying for your care when you were in long-term care. This is called estate recovery. So your house is an exempt asset. There should be a footnote on that one. For now, you go into long-term care. You're there for a period of time. You pass away. The state then would automatically look into your estate. And let's say the state paid, let's say, $100,000 for your care. Medicaid footed $100,000 of that bill, so to speak. Well, if your estate has your house and some other stuff in it, if it's worth $200,000, then you still have value in your estate, in your assets, and they want their money back. So they're going to want their $100,000 back, and then whatever's left over, in this example there's $100,000, that would then move on to your beneficiaries. If your estate has no worth or no value, then the state says, okay, they just kind of wipe their hands clean and they just move on and they're done because there's nothing to recover. It's called estate recovery. That's why doing some quality estate planning with some forward-thinking estate planning and elder law attorneys, you can account for all of these things and put yourself in the best financial advantage that you can possibly be. Again, the best money that you'll ever spend. The myth, Medicaid only looks back 3 years. So, you know, we've been 4 years, Steve, so we're good. We're good. No? The fact is, Medicaid has a five-year look back. They had a three-year look back forever, and then it changed to 5 years not that long ago. It's been a while back, but they look back 5 years. What that means is, they look back 5 years from your application date to see if you have given away any assets. And again, that is giving away cash, investments, giving away property, selling an asset for below market value. There are a lot of different examples of a gift. So those are the myths, and that is a fact.
For more information about the facts, stay tuned to this program or contact Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800 or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
All right. And then last week I just mentioned it off the cuff right towards the end of the program that I work with lots and lots and lots of clients who will need Medicaid in the very near future, or maybe they'll need it down the road. And we talk about that. I go through all of this in depth with my clients. It's a very educational process because it is senior care consulting, by the way. We actually are consultants. So, and I had a couple of folks say, well, what do you mean? You said that flat fee for service could be, for your placement services, could be part of the spend down. So here's what I mean by that. When you're spending down your assets to qualify for Medicaid, and again, in Kansas, that number is $2,000. Once you start off with $100,000, whatever the number is, you go down to $2,000, boom. Once you hit $2,000, you're in, you qualify. Well, so you can use that money on that spend down for many different things. The main thing is you'll be paying for your care. But if you pay for something that benefits you, so if you pay an elder law firm to help you with all of this planning, that benefits the individual, and that can be counted as part of your spend down. If you invest money into the placement services from Senior Care Consulting, that expense benefits the individual, and that is a qualified expense. That is an allowable expense. So a lot of people say, well, wait a minute. If we're going to spend this money, and most of it's going to go to the nursing home, we might as well spend some of it with Senior Care Consulting and get your expert advice to make sure that we get this right the first time. So if that's a revelation to you, if that is kind of a light bulb moment, reach out. Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800. Go to seniorcareconsulting.com. We'd be happy to visit with you about all of that. We'll have a whole lot more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
I'm Steve Kuecker with Senior Care Consulting, here with Ben Socek from Home Downsizing Solutions. Ben, I understand you have a big announcement.
I do, Steve. I'm very excited to announce that my company, Home Downsizing Solutions, is expanding nationally through the franchising model.
That's great, Ben. And who would be an ideal candidate for owning a Home Downsizing Solutions franchise?
I think the ideal candidate has some experience working with seniors, especially with any of the services that seniors utilize when selling a house and moving to senior living, that also has an interest in and recognizes the very important service of providing a fast, easy, convenient way to sell a house in its as-is condition when making that transition.
I know you do a great job, Ben, serving seniors and their families. And I'm so excited about your franchise opportunities all across America. For more information, call toll-free 855-291-5005 or visit homedownsizing.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Attention business owners.
3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
60 seconds of service.
This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. From Rhode Island, restaurants in Warren and West Greenwich hosted Victory Day dinner celebrations in honor of World War II veterans on Monday. Dan's Place and Perella's Ristorante hosted an Italian buffet fundraiser from 4 p.m. to 7. The Italian-American War Veterans of the U.S. hosted these events. John Cianci, who helped run the events, said the money will go to the Leave No Veteran Alone program, which aims to provide life improvement gifts to veterans living in long-term care facilities. Many veterans and community members attended the dinners. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen. Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, so I'm going to shift gears away from all of the Medicaid information. I hope you felt that that was helpful. And again, if you have any questions on that, I'm not an elder law attorney. I don't play one on TV. I know some excellent elder law attorneys. By the way, call my friend Glenn Stockton at StocktonLaw.com. He's awesome. Okay, and if a lot of people, well, anyway, I need to move on. Need to move on from this. But if you have a question about it, how it pertains to you and your situation, if you have a question, just call me at seniorcareconsulting.com, 913-945-2800. Be happy to visit with you about that a little bit. All right, so shifting gears to when to consider moving from your home to a senior care community. This is by far and away the most commonly asked or frequently asked question I've had in the last 22 years owning and operating Senior Care Consulting. Well, Steve, we want to get this right. I mean, we don't want to move too soon. We don't want to wait until it's too late. We want to get it right. When do you consider moving from your home to a senior care community? I would say the short answer is move sooner than you think you should, and you will not regret that. Let me repeat that. I could just sum up this whole last segment of the program as move sooner than you think you should, and you're not going to regret it. Now, sometimes when the move is pretty blatantly obvious, okay, it's so obvious. Usually, way more often than not, though, it's kind of in a gray area. So the first one I like to say is when it is no longer safe to live at home. We have a safety issue involved here. Leaving the stovetop burners on, so now we have a fire hazard or a potential issue there. Wandering away from your home or driving away from your home, you can't find your way back. A lot of this involves people living at home with memory issues. You hear about these silver alerts, you're hearing about them more and more and more. Where someone's missing and they can't find their way back home. It's a major, major issue. Malnutrition, dehydration. I would call that a safety issue of living at home. Unsanitary living conditions due to neglect or just the inability to take care of things, take care of yourself. Injured at home, frequent falls, frequent hospitalizations. Working with the client right now, my mom's fallen three times in the last 2 months, and two of them landed her in the hospital. Okay, well, we're there, right? And they called me. They know they're there. They called me, and I'm helping them find the best place available for their mom. Here's one that flies under the radar, but it's a major safety issue. Not taking your medications on time or taking them incorrectly, or maybe not taking your medications at all. I don't have, and thank goodness I don't have any memory issues, but sometimes I have to remind, oh, hey, wait a minute, I have to take my meds. I just about forgot them. It's easy to do. And then if you have some level, even a mild level of cognitive impairment, it's really easy to do. So that's a major, major safety issue. When it's no longer safe to live at home, it's time to consider or maybe have that conversation of moving from your home to a senior care community. Number two, this might be a 1A or a really close number two. When the caregiver's health and well-being are in decline, we're talking about your mental health, emotional health, spiritual health, and, of course, your physical health. So what do we do when we're a caregiver? Especially the guys. Okay, I'm going to pick on us for a second. We're Superman. I got this. Oh, I don't need any help. I got this. We're pretty macho. We're Superman. But what happens if we're caring for our wives, our spouses, and the ladies can do this too. My grandma did this. She wouldn't let anybody provide care for my grandpa because that was her job. She was very territorial about that. So this goes for both of us, the men and the ladies. What do? We place our own needs on the back burner because we're giving it our all. We start skipping doctors and dentist appointments. We start missing out on social events, going to book club, donuts with the guys, other types of gathering. We start skipping out, going to church, which is something that's important to us. You get your spiritual bucket filled up there. Plus, there's some socialization as well when you go to church. You start missing out on all those things. And all of a sudden, that starts to add up. There's a cumulative effect. There's a compound effect on that. And it ends up being stress. And stress is a very powerful force. And you start to decline mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically. If you see your elderly mom caring for your dad or your elderly dad caring for your mom, and you're starting to see the caregiver decline, you need to step in and have the difficult conversation like right now. Stress is a very powerful force. I won't go into all the gory details, but I know of all kinds of situations where the caregiver was being crushed so badly because of all of the stress that they end up passing away. They die providing care. They pass away before the person they're caring for. And that is 100% unnecessary and avoidable. That's why it's a close number two or it's a 1A. When to consider moving from home to a senior care community. Number three, when the cost of in-home care becomes too expensive. I'm a huge, huge fan and advocate and proponent of home care because you can have a little bit of help at home and it can help you stay home for months and months, maybe even years, independent in your own home. But when that need elevates to a 24-hour level, you know, home care used to cost about $15,000 to $20,000 a month. Now it's a solid $25,000 to $30,000 a month. It just may be too expensive. And last but not least, when the care you provide is not enough, why not consider changing your role from the caregiver, that hands-on care provider, to the care manager or the care advocate, meaning find a great place that can provide that 24-hour hands-on care, and then you can go back to your traditional role as the loving son, the loving daughter, the loving spouse.
It's back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday, open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Former President Donald Trump is threatening to jail anyone who participates in unscrupulous behavior during the election.
He's vowing long prison sentences for those who've cheated, similar to warnings last year against those who filed court cases against him.
Our enemies unleashed an army of rabid left-wing lawyers, corrupts, and really corrupt Marxist prosecutors. These are dishonest people, bad people.
At a Saturday rally in Wisconsin, the former president outlined his ideas to, quote, drain a swamp, including putting entrepreneur Elon Musk in charge of a government efficiency commission. I'm Jackie Quinn.
In a Fox News Sunday interview, Republican Senator John Cornyn of Texas says he's sure that Vice President Kamala Harris' lead in some polls over Donald Trump will start to drop.
I think he needs to let Kamala Harris talk. Something she's been reluctant to do unless she's reading a teleprompter. And we've seen the polls very close, but mainly she's coming off of this, as James Carville called it, a sugar high.
Also at townhall.com, tensions are high and on the rise over the elections in Venezuela.
Venezuela's vice president announced that he was granted safe departure out of the country to help restore what she called the country's political peace and tranquility. The move came as tensions rose between Venezuela's government and Brazil and Argentina, who attempted to provide refuge to Venezuelan opposition officials in the Argentinian consulate in Caracas. Supporters of the opposition could be heard chanting freedom outside of the Argentinian consulate. In retaliation, Venezuela's president, Nicolás Maduro, broke off diplomatic relations with Argentina's government, which taps neighbor Brazil to represent its interests and safeguard the asylum seekers. I'm Karen Chamas.
You'll find news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Special correspondent Julie Walker reports the mother of a Georgia school shooting suspect called the school prior warning of an emergency.
14-year-old Colt Gray's mother called the Georgia High School, warning them about her son just before the shooting Wednesday. That's what her sister Annie Brown told the Washington Post. The teen is charged with murdering two students and two teachers. His father, Colin Gray, accused of supplying the AR-15-style rifle. The parents are not together. When Jackson County investigators went to the father's home in 2023 to question the teen about an online threat, he denied it. The father did say his son had had access to guns and was bullied at school.
He gets flustered and under pressure. He doesn't really think straight.
Again, that was Colin Gray talking about his son Colt in a 2023 interview with investigators. I'm Julie Walker.
You'll find breaking news and analysis and more stories online at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A very rare dime will soon turn into a chunk of change.
Three sisters from Ohio who had a dime in a bank vault knew that it had value, but not this much. Experts say the coin struck by the U.S. Mint in 1975 will bring more than $500,000 when an online auction ends in October. What makes this dime depicting President Franklin D. Roosevelt so valuable is a missing S mint mark. It's one of only two known to exist. The other sold in 2019 for more than $450,000. Jason Walker reporting.
Boeing has a tentative agreement with its largest union on a new contract for factory workers that could avoid a threatened strike. The company and the International Association of Machinists said today the agreement will raise pay 25% over 4 years. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Welcome to the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. This is a radio program that enables you to find out the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies, putting those all together for you. Each weekend is my task. We've got lots to discuss this weekend. 877-726-8255 is the way to get on board with the question. And even if you call when we're not live on the air, you can call 877-726-8255 and record a question. We have several excellent recorded questions to prop our conversation today. And we also have lots and lots of stuff to discuss. We're going to talk about the anti-inflammatory diet and its impact on health. We're also going to talk about Facebook. What's up with Facebook these days? Because they keep feeding me, tempting me with all kinds of high-calorie junk foods. Don't they get it? 877-726-8255. Also, why living in the mountains could be the best prescription for your health, and lots more. Great. Big story that has been in the news. Finally, the facts are emerging about the death of Matthew Perry. At first, it was thought that he was taking ketamine therapeutically, and he had a heart condition, and he kind of made a mistake and got into a hot tub, and it kind of lulled him into kind of a torpor, became lethargic, and then slipped beneath the surface and drowned. But now the facts are emerging around this case, and it's kind of a cautionary tale about ketamine. So first, let's talk a little bit about ketamine. Ketamine is a dissociative anesthetic. and it's used by anesthesiologists in surgery to produce sort of a trance-like dissociative state. It's even used in pediatric cases because it seems to be well-tolerated at controlled doses by kids. And it's just one tool in the arsenal of anesthesiologists. And then it was recognized that ketamine, if infused intravenously, could have an impact on depression. You know, lots of people don't respond to antidepressant therapies. I think the success rate is about maybe at best 30%. And so many people suffer from what is called refractory depression, a severe form of depression that doesn't respond to talk therapy, doesn't respond to the usual antidepressant drugs. So constantly looking for things, even like shock therapy, to jolt the brain into normal functioning. And what ketamine appears to do is it's kind of like, you know, when your computer's not working, you know, it's loading really slow. So it's time for a reboot. You basically turn it off and then you turn it back on. And then sometimes it all works out. And to some extent, that's the way the brain is. If you turn it off, in effect, with ketamine, there's a chance that when the brain wakes up, that things will function more normally. And that initially, there were some promising results with intravenous ketamine use. And then there was kind of a ketamine gold rush. It was touted as more effective than antidepressants. And then all kinds of online dispensaries came up. You know, the kinds of dispensaries that will sell you the different types of baldness medications and also can dispense testosterone and Viagra and various medications. Without actually going in for a medical exam, you could just get some kind of perfunctory exam. They would usually put on a nurse, and they would go through a questionnaire, and they say, fine, you know, we'll send you a package of whatever medication you desire. And this was actually encouraged during COVID, where in-person doctor's visits declined. So COVID was part of the problem. And then we suddenly had a wild west of ketamine. And we know that Matthew Perry, the star of Friends, had a long-standing drug history. I mean, he's a guy who's been in rehab multiple times, in and out of rehab, relapsed. And so finally, ketamine was proposed as a way of treating his drug addiction and his general depression. But the strange thing was, is that at the time that he drowned, he had very, very high levels of ketamine in his system. In fact, he had levels of ketamine in his blood that were equivalent to what's used in general anesthesia. So it is no surprise that it incapacitated him. It actually immobilized him because you kind of lose control over your muscles, and he sank beneath the surface of his hot tub and drowned. So what was the reason that he had a lot of ketamine in his bloodstream? Because there were, in fact, regularly scheduled IV treatments of ketamine, but the last one that he'd officially received in a clinic was a week before. So how was it that he had very, very high levels of ketamine in his system? Well, it turns out, and there's actually five indictments and five folks are up for trial, two doctors who were suppliers, and a woman named Jasveen Sangha. It was kind of a Hollywood celebrity, an online influencer, a big person who hung out in Hollywood venues, who was now dubbed the Ketamine Queen. And she was always ready to prescribe people with illicit ketamine on demand. And apparently she was at least one of his main suppliers. And she's got a very, very interesting address book. That's going to be really interesting, what it reveals about the prevalence of the use of illicit drugs among Hollywood celebrities and rich folks out on the left coast. And so these folks are in big trouble. Two doctors, the ketamine queen, Jasveen Sangha, and also a couple of assistants, so-called of Matthew Perry, who are facilitating his drug use. And in fact, it is said that Matthew Perry's last words to his assistant on the day of his death was, "Shoot me up with a big one." These guys, without any kind of medical credentials, were giving him intravenous shots, sometimes in a car, sometimes at his home, sometimes poolside, of ketamine. And it brings up the issue, is ketamine something that can cause dependency? Well, initially it wasn't thought so, but ketamine actually has a name as a street drug, Special K. It is a drug of abuse, because anything that gets you bent sideways is going to be associated with a high. And that's what drug addicts love, is anything that takes you out of the current moment. And ketamine, turns out, may have a very, very high level of abuse and dependency, if not outright addiction. Addiction, one of the definitions of addiction is that you go through a withdrawal. Well, maybe you don't go through ketamine withdrawal, but when reality returns and it's kind of gray, maybe it's time for another ketamine shot. And so there's now a call for multidisciplinary safety standards for ketamine clinics. Some of the online purveyors of ketamine have closed down or stopped selling ketamine for off-label uses for mental health disorders and chronic pain. And so what has once been a promising therapy for depression has turned into the Wild West. And there's a need for regulations that curb the proliferation of ketamine clinics across the country as a fix for mental health problems and pain conditions. It's unfortunate, because I think initially there was utility. The science was there. It could help with certain conditions. But now, because of abuse, there's going to be a lot of blowback. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant, and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
Are you tired? Are you frequently in a state of fatigue? It might surprise you to learn that your cellular health begins to decline as early as 25 years of age. As you age, your cell membranes start to become like Swiss cheese. This cellular damage is the primary cause of biological aging. It could be the root of your fatigue. But there's a breakthrough supplement that's scientifically proven to repair and renew your body's cells. Anti-factor lipids. Anti-factor lipids are identical to the phospholipids found in your cellular membranes. Anti-factor is the only solution proven and published in medical journals to repair those dead spots in the membranes. If you're older, it can give you back the vitality, focus, and cognitive function of people half your age. And if you're young, this is the tool to optimize your energy production. I've been using NT-Factor for years and prescribe it for my patients. Learn more about the NT-Factor line of nutritional formulas at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or to order direct, go to NTFactor.com. That's NTFactor.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit SimpsonU.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Value at a school is sisterhood. So we really have that built-in teamwork and we motivate each other to do the best.
Joe, how's that feel considering this brotherhood you built in the military?
Yeah, it fits right in. It's so easy to tear somebody down instead of building them up.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, Work Ready, and college students to our CEOs, visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
Will anyone reiterate how ridiculously expensive illegal immigration has become? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Last year, our government spent $150 billion to take care of our illegal immigration problem. With inflation, that number is much worse. Has that number gone up in 2024? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wellness is just a click away. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here with you. 877-726-8255. Our number momentarily will take a few of your recorded questions. And here's an interesting survey that has to do with the inroads that AI is making in medicine. Recently, there have been some studies that suggest that AI, artificial intelligence, or chatbots, offer actually more accurate medical advice than doctors do, even with the added perk that it seems more compassionate. This story got a lot of play recently. And so will intelligent medicine, this radio show and my podcast, will they ultimately be replaced by artificial intelligence? Because you could just, you know, query any question you like, you know, instead of calling 877-726-8255, just go to your favorite chatbot or AI purveyor and pose your question and you get an answer. Well, survey says, well, it's a good news, bad news scenario. So first, here's the good news. Most people still prefer using a human doctor over artificial intelligence for the diagnosis and treatment of their medical conditions. Okay? The bad news is that the margin was actually very slim. In this survey, most equated to just 53%. So not exactly a resounding victory for human intervention in medicine. 47% of the 2,472 respondents said that they would prefer an AI-based clinic over a human specialist. So here's the difference, though. I got to say that AI, artificial intelligence, has some flaws. The greatest being is that the machine learning is based on a large language model, which means basically garbage in, garbage out. And whatever is out there in the medical literature that is highly selective and often very biased towards conventional treatments, you're not going to hear a lot of the kind of information that you get here on Intelligent Medicine. Not that the information that I provide is misinformation, but think COVID. Think of all the what was then gospel has turned into misinformation or disinformation or propaganda that ultimately wasn't borne out. So I'm reassured that there still is a role for live doctors and live radio and podcasts like mine. This item, Rocky Mountain High, is there really something to it? And the fact is that if you look overall at the states, the rates of obesity are highest in the Delta, in the South, in Mississippi, and Alabama, and countries of the South, Georgia, certain parts of Appalachia. But in Colorado, Colorado is actually, from a health standpoint and from an obesity standpoint, the fittest state in the union. And much of Colorado is high up at high altitude. Many communities are, you know, Denver, maybe, I don't know, 5,600, 6,000. Then there's Boulder, even higher. And many communities are at pretty substantial altitudes. Also think, you know, Swiss mountain sanatoriums. They're often way up in the mountains. It's where you go to regain your health. These are health resorts. So there's an article here which talks about research that suggests that living high up in the mountains could be beneficial for your metabolism. It's based on an animal study where the researchers placed adult mice in pressure chambers that contained either 21%, which is sea level oxygen levels, 11%, which is levels at 14,000 feet, or 8% oxygen. That's way up there, maybe 20,000 feet. Both mice and humans can't survive. There are people who survive in the Andes at 20,000 feet. Well, what happened was the mice were healthier, and they actually had better blood sugar control. They had an improvement in glucose metabolism. And so the suggestion is that maybe a change of venue to high altitude could be the best thing for your health if you're overweight. The mice were found to be leaner. They burned calories more efficiently, and they were less prone to elevated levels of blood sugar. So maybe there really is something to it about Rocky Mountain High. For those living above 14,764 feet, oxygen makes up only 11% of the air, as opposed to 21% in at sea level. You quickly adapt to that, and ultimately, this might help protect against metabolic disease. 877-726-8255. That's the number to call anytime you like, 24/7, 365. We'll take some of your recorded questions momentarily. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but I felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post 9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months. and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding senior care consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Goldleaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24 inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15 gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Attention veterans. Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. Our number, 877-726-8255. You can call during the program, or you can call anytime you like during the week, record a question. We've got a call, a live caller, Bob in Ohio. How are you doing, Bob?
Yeah, hello, Doctor. There was an article in the Washington Post that said when there is a drug shortage, compounding pharmacies are permitted by the FDA to make these drugs, even though the drug is under patent. And this explains how companies online can sell Ozempic legally. But my question is, have you ever heard of before the FDA approval of compounded pharmacies selling patent drugs when there's a shortage?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. And so, okay, let's first of all talk about what are compounding pharmacies. Compounding pharmacies, and I've used them continuously during my medical career. For example, I have patients who are extremely allergic to something. They're allergic to soy or they're allergic to gluten. Maybe they have celiac disease. And unfortunately, many common drugs have ingredients that can prompt allergic reactions in super sensitive folks. And so we might take a common drug that a person needs and have it specially formulated by a compounding pharmacy. What they do is they get the active ingredient, they put it into an inert form, either, you know, some liquid or perhaps in a hypoallergenic capsule, and then the patient can safely take the drug. Alternatively, we also use these compounding pharmacies for tailored prescriptions of thyroid medications, for what's called bioidentical hormone replacement. When, you know, instead of a one-size-fits-all approach, we may say, well, this person needs more or less of estrogen, progesterone in combination. Maybe we'll throw in some DHEA or use some testosterone. And we can really dial in specifically a patient's needs. There's even, you know, like some of these compounding pharmacies sell ketamine. You know, and that's another story entirely. So, all right, there's a system by which you get a patent on a new drug, and that patent lasts for varying periods of time, usually 7-9 years, and there's no possibility for competition. And so you have a lock on the drug, the production of the drug, and you also have a lock on the price of the drug, and generally these drugs can maintain a high price. And then once the patent expires, you then get what are called generics. And generics are often comparable. Sometimes they're not as good. They contain the same active ingredients, but maybe, you know, the matrix that the medication is in is not that good. So some people really like brand name Synthroid, which is the original thyroid formulation, the T4 synthetic formulation. Other people save money, and their prescription plans and encourage them to get a generic L-thyroxine, which some people swear isn't as good. Some people say it's fine. Many studies say that these things are comparable. All right. So now, with these weight loss drugs, they just can't keep up with the demand. It's estimated that 1 in 8 Americans has taken one of these new weight loss drugs. So Ozempic, Wegovy, Trulicity, Zepbound, Mounjaro, they're selling like hotcakes, and they just can't keep up with the demand. So through a loophole that you've mentioned, Bob, there is the continued ability of compounding pharmacies to offer these medications, often cheaper than the brand name drugs, okay? And also sometimes in forms that are very useful, because I know some integrative doctors, they kind of recognize that there is some value to the use of these weight loss drugs, but they don't like the high doses that are available, so they customize like very low doses or intermediate doses, and they use these drugs in that fashion. So, and the rationale for that is there's technically, it's a technicality, and I think probably the drug companies are not happy about it because, in effect, it's competition, and some of these compounding pharmacies are actually lowballing them and offering cheaper, comparable alternatives. The concern is the quality, and you have to be careful because some of the stuff that's out there is poor quality. The manufacturing standards aren't good. You don't really know that the doses are properly standardized. And also, frankly, there can be impurities, and there can even be harmful ingredients. So that's where the crunch lies. I tend to use compounding pharmacies, I have in the past, who are very, very quality conscious and have not run into trouble in terms of any kind of quality control. I know some compounding pharmacies have been under the gun because of impurities. But if you use proper compounding pharmacy, it's safe to get these drugs. And, you know, I'm kind of happy in a way that this loophole still exists because it offers patients more options.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever heard of any other drug shortage where compounded pharmacies made up for the shortages?
I haven't, but I, you know, there may be some instances. You know, I think an example might be EpiPens. You know, when EpiPens were, you know, somehow somebody cornered the patent on EpiPens and they ended up selling them for, you know, astronomical amounts. And I think that's where compounding pharmacies could have come in and said, hey, you know, you're actually limiting people's access to an essential thing. And that may also apply to shortages of other drugs that have occurred from time to time. So, you know, that's something worth looking up. Maybe you can do a little research for us, Bob, and, you know, share with us what you found. 877-726-8255, our number. Folks, you've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough benefits of CBD. Now our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's healthful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola. These are all plausible ingredients for cognitive health designed to boost your brain performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. Or say you need a little peace and calm. Plus Health's Peace Gummies, a soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort, support serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic balance and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for these innovative products. Use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection. Okay, and speaking about these weight loss drugs, this is interesting because there's an ongoing controversy about these weight loss drugs. Do they increase the risk for depression and even suicide? And this is a controversial proposition because now we have tens and tens of millions of people who are taking these drugs and potentially hundreds of millions across the world. These drugs are ultra popular and so many people are taking them. And it would be scary if over time a serious side effect like depression or even suicidality developed around the use of these medications. So it's a big safety concern. And the studies are varied on this. There's even a study. There's a study from the European Medicines Agency. That's like the European version of the FDA. They said that available evidence did not show a link between suicide and semaglutide and other drugs used for weight loss. They even had a study that was published in the journal Nature Medicine, which found that the use of semaglutide was linked to a lower risk of suicidal thoughts. And that can make sense, too, because, you know, say people are really distressed about being overweight and they lose a lot of weight and they're happier and maybe they're less prone to think about doing away with themselves. But there's a new study which was published in JAMA last week. A study linking popular weight loss drug to suicide risk again raises long-standing safety questions. And in that study, they looked at reports from patients who said they thought about killing themselves while taking semaglutide. And they found a disproportional risk of suicidal thoughts in people taking semaglutide, but not in people who are taking liraglutide. Liraglutide, I think, is Trulicity. Okay, it's an old-fashioned medication. They still use it. They still use it for diabetes. But if you really want to hit the weight loss, use a semaglutide like Ozempic, Wegovy. or Mounjaro, which has semaglutide in combination with a gastric intestinal peptide agonist. So that's a dual-action drug. All right. When they compared reports of suicidal thoughts in people taking semaglutide with the risk reported with all other drugs in the database, they found the risk was elevated by about 45% in people taking semaglutide. But here's the concern. People who already had depression and were taking antidepressants and were also taking these weight loss drugs, which is a common scenario. People are depressed and then they want to lose weight and they take these medications. The risk was four times higher in people who were also taking drugs to control depression and anxiety. So that is a signal that bears some attention. And we don't know the answer. And they're going to look at this. And some people predict that there's going to be product liability lawsuits ultimately against some of these companies. And it's going to be interesting to see how this pans out. If it emerges that indeed depression is a feature of this. Look, curbing appetite, has a lot to do with the pleasure centers in the brain, and you take down the gratification and pleasure centers in the brain, and you may actually affect mood. And for some people, that may result in a complete loss of interest in things, depression, and even higher risk of suicide. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine. You've heard me talk for years about the breakthrough health benefits of CBD. Now, our friends at CV Sciences have developed an innovative suite of non-CBD products that mimic CBD's helpful effects. CV Sciences' new Plus Health CBD-free line of gummies and capsules. The Plus Health Clarity gummies are packed with DMAE, lion's mane, and rhodiola designed to boost your cognitive performance, enhance memory, and provide natural energy. You need a little peace and calm? Plus Health's Peace Gummies, soothing blend of L-theanine, lemon balm, and St. John's wort supports serenity and relaxation without the drowsiness. And if you're on a journey towards optimal health, the Reshape capsules are packed with powerful ingredients like berberine and OEA to support metabolic health and help maintain healthy blood sugar levels. For more information and to order, head over to pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman. Use coupon code Hoffman30. For 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for the new Plus Health non-CBD collection.
You remodel your kitchen. You remodel your bathroom. Now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. Any successful remodel job requires workers to show up with the necessary tools and ready to work. Well, it's just like that with probiotics. They need to come with prebiotics to encourage growth, as well as postbiotics to nourish the gut. And Dr. O'Hara's probiotics do just that. Dr. O'Hara's contains a rich nutritional prebiotic, along with a full spectrum of 12 selected probiotic strains and naturally derived postbiotics. During a 3-year fermentation process, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics create healthy, organic nutrients and the diversity of flora that are necessary for long-term digestive health. So remodel your gut today with the right workers.
Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics at Natural Grocer, Sprouts, Whole Foods, Vitamin Shoppe, and other natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online.
If you're 50 years or older, come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our Senior Day promotion every Wednesday. Play with your River Club card on any of our favorite slot machines and receive 5x points from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Don't forget to claim your bonus points at any of our promotional kiosks before you leave. While you're in points, you can put your points back on your slot machine for more playtime or redeem your points for dining vouchers, gas vouchers, or a variety of other prizes at the River Club. For more information, visit WindRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you. Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
The Mockingbird media is touting Kamala Harris's national polling lead, but the real truth is that national polling makes no difference whatsoever. And we're going to tell you why right here on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Back to Intelligent Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And now to one of our recorded questions. Let's hear it.
What can put cartilage back in your bones when they're rubbing against each other? Both knees are like, on the outside, it has no cartilage in it.
Okay. Well, that's the so-called bone-on-bone. And this is kind of a Humpty Dumpty question because there are these articular surfaces that are made out of collagen materials, the cushions, synovial membranes, that keep us from being bone-on-bone. And, you know, if you're bone-on-bone when you walk or, you know, do activities, you're going to have some degree of grinding the gears. And that's progressive, and that can actually wear down the ends of the bones and produce arthritis and inflammation and pain. And so usually bone-on-bone is a prescription for a knee replacement or a hip replacement, and tarn anything on God's earth that's going to alleviate that. Sometimes they inject some stuff in there, cushioning material like Synvisc, which is hyaluronic acid, and that can provide relief for a while, but it doesn't replace the cushioning action of actual synovial membrane. So, on this subject, though, this is an interesting entree to something we're going to be talking about in this program. I've often looked at things like glucosamine, chondroitin, for joint health. And indeed, there's some literature that supports that. And personally, I take glucosamine, chondroitin. But I've always wondered about the potential of collagen to do that. And in the past, you know, there were, you know, some forms of collagen that weren't that great. You know, you could take Knox gelatin, which is a form of collagen, but it's a poor form of collagen. And many, you know, even my mother used to do that to improve her hair, skin, and nails. There was always a little box of Knox gelatin in the kitchen cabinet. But nowadays, there are better formulations. And pretty soon, we're going to start talking about, we've acquired a sponsor, Brightcore, which makes a collagen formula called Revive, and it actually contains hyaluronic acid. Now, I'm not going to suggest that it's going to fix a bone-on-bone situation. I think it's more helpful as a preventive, and if you've got you know, some rubbing, but you still have some of your synovial membrane left, and you don't have a torn or absent meniscus. It's the menisci in plural that actually protect against the grinding in the bone-on-bone situations. So there you have it. That's something that we're going to be talking about soon. It's, I think, a great collagen formula. You know, the different types of collagen. So they combine the different types in a formula that actually helps skin, joints, nails, and hair. And I think that that's something that I'm going to start adding to my regimen, put some of that into my shake. Product's called Revive. 877-726-8255, our number. And, you know, what's up with Facebook these days? You know, I go on Facebook, you know, to connect with friends, but also because I'm up there professionally. You know, I've got a page on Facebook, so I, you know, put information up on my page, the Dear Hoffman page. And so I'm on Facebook. And, it's a time suck. I know a lot of people have given up on Facebook and social media because it just, you know, you just get drawn in. But supposedly the technology is so precise as to micro-target me with things that can be monetized, frankly. I mean, they want to draw you in. So it could be cars, trips, bicycles, camping gear. You know, these are things that get my attention. And I continually try to curate my feed because if I get, you know, stupid political comments and conspiracy theories that I don't agree with, I just, like, hide that, get rid of it. I don't want to see less of that. Or bad family photos from people that I don't even know and don't care about. Or there's, like, sometimes sly invitations to softcore porn, you know, which could be a gateway to a flood of porn offerings. Yeah, don't go there. You know, it's like, big-breasted women, okay, you know, hide that, get rid of it. Or, alternatively, cute animal videos that if you like them, and I'm tempted to like them because they're funny, but they'll inevitably bring you a torrent of pet posts that I don't want to see. And that, but then there are the foods, and I got to tell you that the algorithm has figured out that I'm interested in nutrition, and I get things like irresistible creamy mac cheese, yummy sweet potato brownies, cheesecake, chocolate cake, cookies, pretzels, breakfast delight rich strawberry smoothie. And I keep trying to hide it, saying, see, Les, they just keep inundating me with these posts. What's next? Are they going to then offer me Ozempic and Wegovy ads? I mean, I don't get it. It's like they don't understand me. And I just keep, they just keep dishing up these tempting food posts that I, for the world of me, I can't figure out why they're so interested in having me see these things and like them. I guess it's just going to be, I'm going to have to keep hiding things like Cozy Kitchen, which offers comfort food 24/7 on my Facebook feed. I'm not down with that. 877-726-8255, our number. Coming up, more of your phone calls. Don't forget that you can get great products. You can shop hundreds of curated, vetted supplements in my full-script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Check it out for value and quality. This is Intelligent Medicine. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research, including a suite of supplements for digestive support, handle tougher digestive problems, and larger, more complex meals with GI Guard AM, enzymes HCL, oregano oil, and peppermint oil, GI. This premium
collection may help to maintain the integrity of your stomach lining and promote gastric comfort, help reduce occasional bloating, indigestion, heartburn, gas, and other normal diet-related digestive disturbances, as well as maintain healthy intestinal flora balance. For more information and to order, just go to drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance is an A-rated GMP manufacturer of premium.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg, with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Was so dumb. The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Mandatory evacuations are expanding as a wildfire continues to char acreage in the foothills near Los Angeles. Tens of thousands of homes and other buildings are being threatened by the so-called line fire. More than 600 firefighters are battling the blaze, along with water-dropping helicopters and other aircraft. Temperatures are again in the triple digits as Southern California continues sweating through a major heat wave. At least 48 people have been killed in Nigeria when a fuel tanker collided head-on with another truck, causing a massive explosion. The truck carried livestock, and police say more than 50 cattle died in the fire as well. The death toll from a school dormitory blaze in Kenya is 21. The dorm housed 156 boys, ages between 10 and 14.
The government has urged school administrators to enforce boarding guidelines that require dormitories to be spacious, with three doors and no grills on the windows for easy escape in case of fires.
Also at townhall.com, the Balkans have endured a record hot summer.
A Belgrade resident described the intense heat they've endured over the past few months. This summer was too hot. You couldn't walk in the city. It was only pleasant when you could swim in Ada Lake. It was too hot. It was like a tropical summer, like we live in Africa and not in Europe. The region in Southeast Europe is used to hot summers, but previous records were broken this year with repeated heat waves and an almost totally dry July and August. Hot weather in the Balkans has dried out rivers in Bosnia and Serbia. There have also been raging forest fires in Croatia, North Macedonia, and Albania. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
When Donald Trump and Kamala Harris meet on stage in Philadelphia Tuesday, they'll both know that Pennsylvania is critical to their chances of winning. The stakes may be especially high for Harris. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Wesley, if your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
A man is under arrest in Canada, accused of planning an attack in New York City. Tasia Stevens has more.
According to investigators, the Pakistani living in Canada planned on carrying out a mass shooting in a Jewish center in Brooklyn and slaughtering as many Jewish people as possible. They say he chose a date around October 7th, which is the date that terror group Hamas launched their attack in Israel. The FBI said they learned about the terror plot after the man started posting on social media. Keisha Stevens reporting.
Volkswagen is considering closing some factories in its home country for the first time in the German automaker's 87-year history. The CEO has told employees the company must end a 30-year-old job protection pledge that would have prohibited layoffs through 2029. Management says the moves are necessary to meet cost-cutting goals and remain competitive. Volkswagen says it now has more factory capacity than it needs. More news at townhall.com. The NCAA is regrouping after a major settlement to its antitrust lawsuits.
In a letter to NCAA member schools, President Charlie Baker says a preliminary approval hearing for a landmark $2.78 billion antitrust lawsuit settlement, quote, did not go as we hoped. He says the association and major conferences are trying to address the judges' concerns about parts of the agreement. The proposal college sports leaders believe is pivotal to reshaping the enterprise and getting out from the constant threat of litigation ran into a significant hurdle Thursday night when U.S. District Judge Claudia Wilkin declined to grant a request for preliminary approval. I'm Geffen Kulbaugh.
A police officer has been put on administrative leave after an incident where the Miami Dolphins' Tyreek Hill was handcuffed and placed face down on a street outside the team's home stadium following a traffic stop Sunday morning, hours before the star wide receiver played in the first game of the season. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. A dollar from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm your host, Greg Bell, and up first, The Whistler. And then it's our weekly visit with yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, as we return to the parched desert for part three of the Midas Touch Matter. But as I said first, here's The Whistler, starring David Ellis and Gene Bates. It's from June 16th of 1948.
Whistler, and I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Yes, I know the nameless terrors of which they dare not speak. And now the Whistler's strange story, Concerto of Death. For the audience gathered at Symphony Hall, it was a beginning, the start of a promising career for a brilliant young violinist. But for the tall, angular musician spotlighted in the center of the stage, it was an ending, the final triumphant movement of a life's concerto that had opened with a melancholy theme, progressed through a somber adagio, and was reaching its climax now, tonight, in the glittering atmosphere of the concert hall.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Victor Carroll, American violinist, was making his debut. But the theme that had run through his entire life's concerto had its beginning many months before. In Italy, after the end of the war, in a tiny, austere cottage that clung to the terraced hillside above a war-weary village. It began with American Sergeant Victor Carroll and an old Italian named Lavertu.
And so you have come, my boy, to tell me you are leaving Italy.
I'm afraid so, maestro. Our orders came through this morning. We're sailing at dawn.
See, I have expected it. But now that it comes, it is no less sad. I will miss you, Victor. These talks we have had, hearing you play, you know, you have a great talent, my son. A great talent for the violin.
You really think so, maestro? With so little time to practice, my fingers have been all tied up in knots.
Oh, that is nothing. And to prove the confidence I have in you, I will show you something. Something very few people have ever seen. You wait. You see. A plain black wooden box. When I open it... There. You look.
It's Stradivarius?
Ah, Stradivarius. No, my boy.
An Amati, then?
No, not Amati. It's a finer. A finer violin even than Amati or Stradivarius.
But...
Del Gesu. This is a Del Gesu.
Del Gesu? Why, that's impossible. There are only a few in the world. There's one at the museum, Genoa. I saw it.
Si, but this is another Del Gesu. It has been the treasure of my family all of these years. My great-great-great-grandfather, Del Gesu, made it for him when he was only a child.
Maestro, may I... Would you allow me to...
Play it? Yes, my boy. I want you to play it. Careful, eh? There, now. No. Wait. Oh, not that kind of music for this violin. No. Here, let me show you. There, inside, you see. It is a marked leggero, soft, light. The Del Gesu made this violin for a child. It's meant for a lullaby, like a Brahms lullaby. You listen.
It's beautiful. With a violin like that, I could...
You say something, my boy?
Maestro, you have no family, no one close to you. You're very... Well, you don't have many years to live.
The violin will be buried with me, if that is what you're thinking.
But an instrument like that, beauty like
Listen
that...
Listen to me. Victor, I have thought of it many times. I will leave my Del Gesu for the whole world to enjoy, I have said to myself. But they would only put it in a museum. They would place on it a price. The value of music, measured in dollars. No. I've protected with my life. My Del Gesu will die with me.
No.
Victor, what is it? You look at
it. The violin, it can't die with you. It mustn't.
I think I should not have shown you the Del Gesu. Victor!
You're right, maestro. You shouldn't have shown it to me.
Drexel Roger, Private 3594-2336.
Any perfume, silk, jewelry, furs?
Nope.
Okay. Next.
Carol Victor, Sergeant, 3472-0170.
Any perfume, silk, jewelry, or furs?
No.
Okay. Now wait.
Yeah?
That in that old black box.
Just a violin?
A fiddle?
Yeah, a fiddle.
You guys will pick up the darndest junk. Okay, go, boy.
You're listening to The Whistler. We'll be back with more of our story right after this.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, down, down.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Are you looking to take your business to the next level? Don't let staffing issues or HR red tape stop you from growing. The most successful businesses are those that have mastered their HR and staffing needs, and they have done it with O2 Employment Services. Finding qualified help is harder and more expensive than ever. HR regulations are getting more and more complex and confusing. For over 20 years, O2 has been providing the foundation successful businesses need to grow, assisting employers with their HR, payroll, workers' comp, benefits and staffing. Partnering with O2 gives you the expertise you need to manage your business and employees. Outsourcing your HR and staffing is no longer a luxury. It's a necessity for successful businesses, and it is more affordable than you think. Let O2 show you how we can help you reduce your HR complexities, hire the right talent, and get back to growing your business. Call O2 today at 530-223-4674 or visit us online at o2es.com.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
And now let's get back to The Whistler on Wynn Radio Wise.
The Italian theme of Victor Carroll's Life Concerto ended as he walked up the gangplank and stared out across the silent water that reached white-capped fingers toward the United States. But the second movement was not long in beginning. No, Victor. The first notes were struck as you walked out of the Army Separation Center and saw a familiar face focused on yours. Your wife, Peggy. And you wonder how you'll explain the priceless Del Gesu you carry in the little black box.
Vic! Vic, over here!
Oh, excuse me.
Take it easy, man.
Oh, pardon me.
Oh, Vic.
Hello, Peggy.
Hello, Vic. Oh, darling, I'm so glad you're back. I was afraid you might not recognize me, that you might have changed.
Oh, what are you talking about?
Oh, it's been a long time, Vic. And I love you even more than I did. Oh, Vic, I'm so happy.
Peggy.
Yes, darling.
Peggy, I have changed.
You... Well, Vic, what do you mean?
My fingers are stiff. I've hardly touched a violin. I've forgotten everything I knew about playing.
Oh, is that all? Come on, let's get out of this crowd. It'll come back to you, darling. In a few weeks, you'll be better than you ever were. And besides, I got a surprise for you. Oh, I wasn't going to tell you until we got home, but... Vic, remember that room in the attic where we used to store trunks and things?
Uh-huh.
Well, I had it made over into a studio. You won't even recognize it. They put in a big window that looks out over the ocean. You'll be able to practice there and nobody will bother you. It'll be all yours. Well, Vic.
Sounds wonderful, Peggy.
Oh, darling, we'll be so happy now. You will have your music and I'll have you. Nothing else can come between us ever. Now, let me help with your things. How about this black box? Can I carry it?
Yes, Peggy. You can carry it.
You follow her to the car, still feeling like a stranger somehow. Still wondering how much you can tell her, if anything. Outside, pulling away from the curb, you happen to glance back. A dark little man in a striped suit and crushed felt hat is looking after you, staring curiously. You're certain you've seen him before, but you're not sure just where. You twist around in the seat to get a better look. But Peggy swings the car around a corner, and he's lost from sight.
Everything all right, dear?
Yeah. Yeah, sure. Everything's fine.
Vic's been home over 3 weeks now. We've asked you over several times. Clint's so anxious to see him and...
Well?
Yes, I know, Lisa. Is something wrong? Is Vic mad at us? Have we done anything?
No, it's... Well, Vic hasn't wanted to see anyone or be around anyone. I guess it's the war. Something that happened over there. We've got to give him a chance to... A chance to come back to us.
Of course, dear. Vic?
Yes.
Oh, it's lovely.
He plays up there for hours. Alone like that.
I told you I built a studio for him in the attic.
Mm-hmm.
I... Lisa, I'm afraid I just don't understand him.
You poor kid.
And you know, it's funny. But I've never been inside the studio since he came home.
What's he hiding up there? The stolen crown jewels or something?
Oh, someday Vic will come out of whatever's bothering him. Then I suppose we'll all have a good laugh about it.
Of course, dear. I'm sure we will.
Morning, Peggy.
Oh, hello, Vic.
What are you doing?
Oh, just looking through this photograph album you brought back. Who are these people here?
Oh, people from the village. They loved having their pictures taken.
The girls are rather attractive, aren't they?
Yeah, I guess so.
This one here next to you. She's very pretty. What's her name?
Oh, I forget. Amelia, Nella, I don't know why.
Oh, nothing. Vic, you practiced late last night.
Yes, I did work late.
I waited for you till 3 this morning. Vic, won't you give up your music for a while, a few days, take a vacation? We could go away for a while.
Why don't you ask me to die?
Is your violin that important to you?
I haven't told you, Peggy, but I've been practicing for something very special. Not that I have much hope. Every violinist in town has been after it.
After what, Vic?
Dr. Kruvitz announced he's going to play the Max Bruch Concerto in G minor at the opening concert of the season. And he's going to use a new young violinist.
He's heard you play?
No, not yet, but he will. You see, they've had auditions for a month, and the board finally narrowed it down to 6. Kruvitz will make the final choice next week.
Oh, Vic. Then that's why you've been shutting yourself up, practicing so hard. Oh, he'll pick you, I know. Listening to you last night, well, it was so beautiful that I almost couldn't believe it. You know, Vic, the music sounds different when you're upstairs. As if there was something, someone... Vic?
Yes?
Was there someone else? A girl in Italy? Someone you remember? Someone you played to at night there in the attic? Oh, I know it may be foolish, but sitting here alone night after night, nothing to do but look at the window. Vic, I'd like to know...
Look out the window now, Peggy.
Please, Vic, I'm asking you something.
No, there across the street, a little man in a striped suit. You see him? I noticed him the day we drove away from camp.
A little man?
He's gone.
Vic, don't try to throw me off. Answer my questions.
Tell me what happened in Italy, won't you? And the black box.
What about the black box?
What's in it, Vic? Tell me, please. Is it keepsake memories of her? Vic, where are you going?
Upstairs.
No. No, Vic. You can't just walk out every time I ask you something. I won't let you.
Let me go, Peggy.
Vic, I want to come into your studio, listen to your play. I want to share, Vic, whatever it is.
There's nothing to share, Peggy, nothing at all. I'm working. I audition for Krubitz tomorrow, you know that.
I'm coming upstairs with you, Vic.
No. No, you're not, Peggy. You're going to stay down here. Because if you ever go into that room, I'll leave you. Did you hear me, Peggy? I'll leave you.
It's the next day that you've been waiting for, isn't it, Victor? The day when you and a handful of others assemble in an empty, half-darkened auditorium. Wait around in the wings until Dr. Krubitz is ready to hear you play. You become more and more nervous as the hours go by, listening to the others one by one as they step out on the stage to play for Krubitz. Then, finally...
I'm sorry you've had to wait so long, Mr. Carroll.
That's all right. I don't mind.
Dr. Krubitz has a bad habit of forgetting all about time. I hope waiting here hasn't made you nervous.
No, it's all right. See, I've been waiting years for an opportunity like this anyway.
Of course. Well, if you want to take your violin and step out on the stage with me...
Oh, sure.
I'll introduce you to him.
It's him.
Oh, well, Dr. Krubitz does look rather formidable.
No.
But don't worry.
No, not Dr. Krubitz. The little man in the striped suit at the back of the theater.
What are you talking about? I don't see anyone.
Duck back into the shadows. I'm sorry, I can't stay. I can't.
Mr. Carroll!
No, Victor, you can't wait. You remember now, don't you, where you first saw this strange little man in the striped suit? It was in Italy, at Maestro Lavertu's. You're certain of it. But you hurry home to look in the photograph album and make sure. Yes, there it is. The same round, dark face staring up at you from the photograph. His name comes back to you now. Dino Brovelli. You saw him many times at Lavertu's place.
I'll get it, Vic.
No, wait, Peggy. Dr. Krubitz.
Well, do I just stand here or do you ask me in?
Well, of course, come in.
So you are the young man who is so impatient. The young man who cannot wait, not even for Krubitz. Well, I don't blame you. And who is this?
Oh, excuse me, this is my wife.
Dr. Krubitz.
You, my dear. So you're married. I approve of marriage. Well, why did you run out on me, Carol? Come, an explanation.
Well,
You heard others playing, and you were nervous. Well, a good musician should be nervous. Perhaps even you felt inferior to some of them. A good musician should be humble. And perhaps you were angry with me for making you wait so long. Well, a good musician should have fire. So, you may be a good musician. We shall find out. Get the fiddle. Come on. Get the fiddle.
Wait, here, right
of
now?
Of course. Why do you think I come? I'm a thoughtless old man. I do things stupidly. Six musicians all at once, one after the other. Ah, such noise. Who could play? Who could sound well? But here, perhaps, one of them will play and will sound well. Huh, Mr. Carroll?
You do play well, don't you, Victor, in spite of the fear in your heart? Yes, and Krubitz listens carefully. Occasionally a frown crosses his face, but the greater part of the time his head bobs up and down in silent approval. He seems impressed, yet you can't be certain, and you wonder what the final decision will be. Then the following morning you're summoned to his office. As you enter, Dr. Krubitz is standing by the window, his hands clasped behind him. After what seems like an eternity, he finally turns, peers at you over his glasses.
Oh, so? You did not bring the fiddle, no?
Well, I... Well, you see, your secretary didn't tell me that...
Not waste a minute, a single moment. The concert is only a week away. We must begin rehearsals as soon as possible.
Rehearsals? You mean I...
Of course. Yes. I have decided, my boy, that you should play the concert. What have you to say to that?
Well, don't try, I know.
Your heart is pounding so in your throat, you cannot speak, your knees are shaking, you want to run. Run to your wife. Tell her. Huh? Yes, I know.
Well, Dr. Gruitt, I don't know how to...
Go, I'll give you 1 hour. Tell your wife, then we begin rehearsal.
All right, sir.
And one more thing. Yes. The fiddle, yours, a good instrument, yes, but... Perhaps we should try to borrow something else for the concert. Not a Stradivarius, but a Ruggieri.
Well, that won't be necessary. I have a...
Yeah?
I have a friend. He has a very fine violin.
Good. For this concert, the best violin we can get.
You're a little sorry you mentioned the violin to Krulwitz, aren't you, Victor? But at that moment, nothing mattered. You forgot about the Italian village, La Vertu's murder, and the mysterious dark-skinned little man in the striped suit. No, nothing mattered. You had been selected by Dr. Krulwitz to play the concert. But now you're afraid to bring the Del Gesù around to the studio, and in the days that follow, the endless hours of rehearsal... You stall off, Dr. Krulwitz. You make excuses. Your friend is out of town. Then, on the day of the concert, after a late afternoon rehearsal, you return home to pick up the Del Gesù. Quickly, you start up the stairs. You stop suddenly on the first landing. Someone is moving around in your studio. Peggy. Yes, perhaps she isn't spending the afternoon with the Presbys after all.
Peg, I warned you not to...
Good afternoon, Signor Carlo.
Standing in the middle of the room is the small, heavy-set man in a striped suit. At his feet, the black box open. And on the table is the Del Gesù.
What are you doing here?
I was a curio, Signor. Now that I have found what I was looking for, well, we have much to talk about, no?
You shouldn't have come after me, you know. That was a bad mistake.
One moment.
I killed once for this violin. I won't hesitate to kill
Signor,
again.
Signor, I warn you. Do not come closer.
I won't hesitate to kill again.
The final movement of Victor Carroll's Life Concerto is coming to a magnificent climax that night at Symphony Hall. The final triumphant movement of a concerto of death. The first movement had begun in Italy 6 months ago. Had ended with the death of La Vertu. The second movement had also ended with a murder of Dino Brovelli. And 2 hours later, Victor Carroll stands spotlighted on center stage. The concert was a triumph, Victor. But as you stand there taking your bows, you're thinking of the small, heavy-set man in the striped suit who is sprawled out on the floor of your attic studio with a bullet in his heart and thinking how to get rid of him. You hurry out of the hall, the applause still ringing in your ears. Sending your wife and friends on ahead to the reception, you hurry home alone. As you slip the key into the front door, two men emerge from the shadows beside you.
Carroll?
What do you want?
Lieutenant Fall, FBI. Been waiting for you. Shall we go in?
I don't understand. What's wrong?
You mind if I take this?
My violin?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I think this is what we're looking for. This and a gent named Dino Brovelli.
Brovelli?
Look, Mr. Carroll, we know you spent a lot of time in Italy... Made a lot of friends there. People like this guy, Brovelli.
No, I don't...
Not that I blame you. Probably didn't know too much about him. Naturally, when he showed up here...
I didn't even know what you're talking about.
Sure. So you're trying to help this guy out. But you're not being very smart. Brovelli is wanted by the Italian police for murder.
Murder?
They say he killed a man named Lovato. To get this violin, he's trying to sell you.
What?
Yeah. And our immigration department would like to have a little chat with him, too. Maybe you didn't know about that, either. Huh?
Now, look, Lieutenant.
It won't wash, Mr. Carroll. One of our boys saw Bervaley come in your house late this afternoon, and he hasn't come out. So, play it smart, huh? Call him out. Or we have orders to search your house and find him. Well, what do you say, Mr. Carroll?
Featured in tonight's story were David Ellis and Gene Bates. The Whistler was produced by George W. Allen, with story by Frank DiPelita, and music by Wilbur Hatch, and was transmitted to our troops overseas by the Armed Forces Radio Service. Next Wednesday, for a full hour of mystery over most of these stations, tune in a half hour earlier. Enjoy The Saint, as well as The Whistler. This is Marvin Miller speaking.
This is CBS, where 99 million people gather every week, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Concerto of Death, an episode of The Whistler from June 16th of 1948. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wynn Radio Was, it's Bob Bailey as Johnny Dollar, and our latest five-part storyline, the third installment of the Midas Touch Matter, right after this break.
Fall, 1951. It's a drizzly night in Seattle. In a room on the second floor of a dingy hotel, on a sway-backed bed smelling of smoke and dust, lies a troubled man.
From the imagination of writer-producer Jim French comes 24 radio noirs, produced in the classic style by modern talent.
The living room is an indoor garden. Baskets of ferns, vases with cut flowers. Whoever lives here must have a green thumb. Everything's lush and alive. Except for the man sprawled halfway into the kitchen on his back. He has a steady stare and a dark red stain on his sweater. And he is very dead.
Phil Harper stars as Seattle sleuth Harry Nile in Radio Spirit's HCD set, Harry Nile, The Hour of My Death.
Oh!
Percy, are you okay?
Something went right by my nose.
It was a bullet. Someone shot at us from that car.
For a limited time, you can get The Adventures of Harry Nile, The Hour of My Death, for half price. Go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code OFFER77 to get these 24 exciting adventures for just $15.98.
I don't know, Harry. I've been a cop in this town going on 25 years, and I never seen anything like this. This makes 3 bank jobs and 2 jewelry jobs in 10 days. And if we got a suspect, forget it.
Can you solve each mystery before Harry does?
There's something that should be in the room that isn't here. And something that shouldn't be here that is here.
Save 50% on Harry Nile, The Hour of My Death at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code OFFER77. But don't wait too long.
Timing is everything.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, powered by Intel. From online shopping to digital personal assistants, cars to cybersecurity, artificial intelligence, or AI, is being used in many ways to make our lives better and easier. So why not farming? Nature Fresh Farms is using Intel and Dell technology to benefit their farming operations and boost the amount of food they grow. Keith Bradley is VP of IT and Security.
AI technology is significantly enhancing greenhouse farming in various ways. By applying AI technology, greenhouses can grow more, produce better tasting vegetables, and increase overall productivity. AI monitored solutions increase crop yields while simultaneously optimizing the use of power and water. Overall, AI solutions are making greenhouse farming more efficient, sustainable, and productive.
For more on how Intel is benefiting the farming industry, go to Intel.com. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to Wynn Radio Was on our latest five-part Johnny Dollar storyline. Known as the Midas Touch Matter, here is part 3.
From Hollywood, it's time now for
Johnny Dollar.
Jake Kessler returning your call, Johnny. I just got back here to my office.
You've been at the hospital?
Yes, and it looks like Hard Luck Dennis may pull through.
Has he been able to talk?
He may never be able to. That bullet went right through his neck. Anyhow, he's still unconscious.
He's the key to the whole case, Jake, so phone me here as soon as he can be talked to.
Meantime,
I'm going to try to snag me some of these Lake Mojave bass.
Lucky dog.
Tonight, and every weekday night, Bob Bailey in the transcribed adventures of the man with the action-packed expense account, America's fabulous freelance insurance investigator...
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar. From Special Investigator Johnny Dollar, location Catherine Wash on the Colorado River. To the Greater Southwest Insurance and Liability Company, Kingman, Arizona office. Following is a report of expenses incurred during my investigation of the Midas Touch matter. Item 8, $6.20 gas for the rental car that I drove down here to the Lake Mojave Resort on the Colorado River just above Davis Dam. And what a place. Modern, comfortable cabin within spitting distance of the lake itself. Good restaurant, tackle shop, dock. In fact, everything to make a fisherman happy and to help him fight it out with the lunker bass that inhabit the 60-mile-long lake. But much as I wanted to fish, I had other things to do. First, I wanted a good look at the Midas Touch mine. On the advice of the manager, Ham Pratt, I took along Buster Favor, general factotum of the resort. I liked Buster immediately. Short, stocky, cheerful, and with keen eyes that took in everything that went on about him.
Little side road to the left, Johnny.
Okay.
So old Hard Luck Dennis got shot up, huh?
Yeah, apparently because he knew too much. You see, when that cave-in occurred at the Midas Touch and killed the Haskell brothers...
Hey, you better go into second gear on this road.
Okay, right. Why, Hard Luck was the only person known to have been there with him. Couple that with the fact he just got $60,000 from them to reopen the mine.
Well, that mine's worthless, Johnny.
Yeah, so I understand. Anyhow, naturally enough, everybody decided Hard Luck had done it. You know, before the brothers could get wise to him.
Funny old character.
Pretty nervous when I saw him. He almost took a shot at me a couple of times when he didn't like something I said.
Instead, he got it.
Yeah.
While he was just prospecting, he was all right. Managed to get enough out of the ground, here and there to live on. Some left over for Saturday night bathing down in. Hey, you see the workings up ahead?
Right.
But when he couldn't seem to make a big strike like every prospector tries for...
When he tried finding suckers for some of his fancy promotions, huh?
Yeah. But he really wasn't very good at it. They threw him out of the Texas oil country, you know.
Yeah, so I heard. Well, so that's the Midas Touch.
Not too many of this kind of mine anymore with the entrance going into the hillside this way. You know, I better use this flashlight.
Okay. Hey, tell me something, Buster. If this mine is worthless, how could Hard Luck get the Haskell brothers to chip off chunks of ore that assayed over $1,000 a ton?
Well, I got kind of a theory about that. Let's see if I'm right. Everything's so covered up with dust down here, not having been worked for years, it ought to be easy to see where they knocked off chips for samples to take back. Well, what are you doing down here?
Holy smoke, that's a rattler.
Yeah. Guess he decided to get in out of the hot sun out there.
Well, here, I'll find a big rock or something.
No, you just wait. Handle to this old pick here. If I can get him to strike at it, maybe I can grab him by the tail and...
Watch it!
And crack him like a whip!
Oh, so help me, Buster.
Sometimes you do it right, you can snap their heads right off. Got to be careful, though, not to snap that head against your own self.
Oh, brother. Yeah, I see what you mean. No chance of somebody having planted that snake down here, is there?
You mean like the scorpion in the monument?
Huh?
You know, those little neat piles of rock you see here there in the desert, 2-3 feet high.
I thought those were where some prospector had staked a claim. Markers.
Yeah, they are. Monuments, they call them. In the old days, they always did it the same way.
How was that?
Well, pull a couple of stones away, you'd find the old Prince Albert tobacco tin. You open the tin, you'd find two things in it. A piece of paper describing and marking off a claim, and a scorpion.
Alive?
As long as he stayed alive. That meant stay away, no trespassing, this is mine.
Well, I'll be darned.
Now, look here. Here, Johnny, on this pillar. That was... The pillar that was left by digging around it to hold up the ceiling.
Oh?
You see where some of it was knocked off with a pick?
Yeah, I... Hey, wait a minute, Buster. That looks like yellow... It looks like gold.
That's what it is.
Then this mine is rich.
No, Johnny.
You mean the only gold ore left down here is in these pillars?
That's right. And without them, the roof would cave in.
Well, couldn't it be shored up with wood?
Why? Only 2, 3, 4 of these left down here. Probably not more than a ton in all. Not worth it.
Oh, yeah, I see. But worth using it to bring in the suckers.
Yeah. Well, I want to see how the cave-in on the Haskell. Now, what in the Sam Hill is this doing down here? This winch and length of wire rope.
Isn't that the answer to the cave-in? Tad Harding over at headquarters in Kingman seemed to think so.
Yeah, sure. Somebody used it to pull down one of the pillars. But, Johnny, a winch of this type hasn't got any place in a mine.
Where would a rig like this be used?
Well, every ranch in this whole area probably has a couple.
Cattle ranch?
Yeah, that's right.
That gives me an idea.
About who did it?
At least it gives me a lead to an idea. Or at least the kind of questions to ask Hard Luck Dennis.
Well, I thought you said he was still unconscious.
Yeah, so I'll have to wait. Well, let's get out of here.
Well, what do you plan to do now?
Oh, just wait, I guess. And do some fishing while I wait.
Oh, now that's right down my alley.
Only first I'm going to knock off a bit of this ore for a souvenir. Yeah, this old pick on the dope.
Well, now take it easy, John. I said take it easy. Now, Johnny, you should know him better than that. Here, let me help you out of this pot of rubble.
My face was pretty red as we drove back to Lake Mojave. Only once did Buster mention the fool thing I'd done.
Yes, sir. If you'd banged away at one of the pillars further in the shaft, we'd have been in real trouble. Probably ended up like the Haskell brothers.
And I suppose instead of planning on going fishing, I should have been cooking up some new angle of attack on this case. But after all, I had been promised fishing time on this trip. And until Hard Luck Dennis could recover enough to talk...
I got the boat all ready and waiting for us, Johnny, with a 30-horse Johnson outboard on it.
Oh, boy, I can't wait.
And I'll take you to spots I know where you can pull out the biggest, fightingest bass you ever saw.
Oh, Buster, you son of a gun, you're tempting me with something I can't resist.
I'll even loan you my bottle of Fast Strike.
Fast Strike?
Yeah, lure oil. A little dab of that on your bait will guarantee you fish.
That's for me.
You sure you wouldn't rather just sit and try to figure out some new lead on this insurance case?
You want my answer? Here.
We'll be back with more Johnny Dollar right after this short break.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragon.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
We want to invite you to the second annual Justice Crab Feed.
This event will be held at the Redding Civic Auditorium on Saturday, September 28th, and the money raised at the event will go towards combating human trafficking.
Last year, this event sold out. It was great to see Redding come out in full force for this cause.
The meals include crab and tri-tip. There will also be a full bar available.
If you would like information or to buy tickets, email us at justicecrabfeed@gmail.com.
See you there!
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive, and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
And now back to the man with the action-packed expense account, Johnny Dollar, on When Radio Was.
But, as luck would have it, Ham Pratt was standing down by the dock waiting for us with a message for me. Call Kingman Operator Number 37. I made the call.
This is Jake Kessler, Johnny. How's the fishing?
Well, if it wasn't for the message from you, I'd be out on Lake Mojave right now. So if that's all you want to know...
Johnny.
Yeah?
I put in this call to you over 2 hours ago, when Hard Luck Dennis first came to.
He has?
Yes. The doc says it's going to be okay.
Has he told you anything about who shot him up?
No. He won't talk to anybody but you, says you're his only friend.
Okay, Jake, I'm on my way. In a half hour flat, I was back in Kingman at the Mercy Hospital on the edge of town. Hello, Hardluck.
Johnny. Johnny Dollar.
That's right.
Glad you came. Only one I trust. Not like people around town. They hate me.
Wow.
Knew he'd try to get me, Johnny.
Who?
Probably seen me going back to the mine. Knew I'd recognize that winch he left there.
The winch that was used to pull down the mine pillar, cause the cave-in?
That's right. A lot of winches like that on the ranches. But only Alex. Only he used that particular make. Royal standard.
Alex who, Hardluck?
Bundy. Alex Bundy.
Alex Bundy. Foreman at the Haskell's ranch? The Too Lazy Two?
Yes, Alex.
But why?
In love. Kevin Haskell's wife, Dora.
Okay. Will you tell the police, the court, all this when the time comes?
If you say so. If I live...
Oh, you'll live all right. The doctor says you're going to be fine. You're going to be okay. Now, is there anything you want? Anything I can have sent up here to make you more comfortable?
No, thanks, Johnny. Just come and see me, will you?
Sure.
Thanks. I guess you're the only real friend I have.
Just why he felt that way, I don't know. Perhaps it was because he needed a friend. I decided I'd better let Jake Kessler in on what I'd learned and incidentally ask him for directions to the Two Lazy Twos, so I drove on over to his little second-floor office on East Palm Drive.
Alex Bundy, huh?
Yeah, that's what Hardluck says. And with his testimony to back me up when I find Alex, we'll have a case, a good case. Which means, by the way, that your company won't have to pay off an additional $1.5 million for double...
What's the matter?
Shh, wait a minute. I'm going on over and do a bit of fishing in Lake Mojave.
What under the sun?
Buster Favor promises to get me a limit of the finest bass you...
What is it, Johnny? What are you doing?
Somebody was outside that door listening to us. I'm sure of it.
Well, who?
Here, look. There he is going down the street. Recognize him, Jake?
Where, Johnny? Where?
It's too late. He got around the corner. But if it's who I think it is... Yeah, he must have heard all that was said in here.
Alex Bundy, huh?
What's your guess?
I've been thinking, Johnny.
Yeah?
Old Hardluck Dennis has been the key to this whole case right from the first.
He still is, more than ever, after what he told me.
All right, then. Excuse me. Jake Kessler speaking. Oh, hello, Chief. I was just... Huh? What? Oh.
What's the matter, Jake? What's the matter? You look like you've seen a ghost.
I was Tad Harding at headquarters.
a fire escape outside the room at the hospital.
Huh?
Somebody climbed up the fire escape, used a bailing hook.
Oh.
Yeah. He's dead now. Hard luck.
Now, here's our star to tell you about tomorrow's intriguing episode of this week's story.
Tomorrow, the case is closed. And then it suddenly reopens with a bang from a .30-06 rifle. Join us, won't you? Yours truly, Johnny Dollar.
Yours truly, Johnny Dollar, starring Bob Bailey, is transcribed in Hollywood. It is produced and directed by Jack Johnstone, who also wrote this week's story. Be sure to join us tomorrow night, same time and station, for the next exciting episode of Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar. Roy Rowan speaking.
Matter, our latest Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar storyline. We'll have part four at the same time and day on your local radio station next week. I'm Greg Bell, and series director Jack Johnstone also headed up an espionage program starring Herbert Marshall as Ken Thurston. Can you name it? I'll have the answer and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
Fall in love all over again with the music that inspired the movie American Graffiti. MusicRewind.com brings you 75 songs that will inspire you to remember your high school days. Rock Around the Clock with Bill Haley and the Comets. Dance the Peppermint Twist with Joey and the Starlighters. Order this 3-CD collection now for just $19.98 at MusicRewind.com and reacquaint yourself with songs like Rock and Roll Music, Wake Up Little Susie, Teen Angel, and many more. Reminisce with Buddy Holly, Sam Cooke, The Silhouettes, and many more artists from the 50s. Buy American Graffiti today for only $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Act now and receive a special bonus of reduced shipping and handling on your order. Just remember to enter or mention coupon code PARTY33. Go back to the days of American Graffiti by ordering it now for the low price of $19.98 at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. And remember, enter or mention coupon code PARTY33 and receive reduced shipping and handling on your order as a special bonus. Say, oh, good night, sweetheart.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
On a recent episode of Tech It Out, I caught up with Visa's Rob Cameron, Global Head of Acceptance Solutions, to talk about digital natives like Gen Z and how they're shaping the future of payments.
When we talk about Gen Z, didn't have to learn technology. They were literally born into it. And as a result, it makes them more open and accepting to new technology innovations we see. They're more trusting. And as this generation, which, by the way, is going to represent about 27% of the workforce next year, starts to enter the economy, these fintech companies that create solutions for them are quite rightly racing to create solutions to engage them.
And Visa Acceptance Solutions is at the forefront of trusted digital payments. Build the future of payments with modular solutions, which you can learn more about at visaacceptance.com. That's visaacceptance.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
Welcome back to Win Radio Wuzzer. Before the break, I mentioned yours truly, Johnny Dollar, producer, director, and writer Jack Johnstone. Also spent time directing a radio espionage series starring Herbert Marshall as Ken Thurston. The answer is The Man Called X. I'm Greg Bell, and we're done, but please remember to stop by the website. It's winradiowuz.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.